आई वैल्यू इंडिया एक्चुअली अ लॉट मोर. यू नो वी आर अ वेरी रिलेशनशिप ड्रिवन कंट्री. यहाँ पे भी हर्ट होता है.
लाइक डू यू थिंक कि अगर फंडिंग ले लेते तो नंबर वन पे हो जाते?
थ्रोइंग मनी एट द प्रॉब्लम नेवर सॉल्व्स द प्रॉब्लम. वी हैव नेवर सीन अ क्वार्टर ऑफ अ लॉस वाइल अवर कॉम्पिटिटर्स हैव नेवर सीन अ क्वार्टर ऑफ अ प्रॉफिट. मेक माई ट्रिप, क्लियर ट्रिप, यात्रा, एक्सिको, आईबीबो, नोबडी इज लॉयल टू एनीबडी. अपना ढोल पीटने से कुछ नहीं होता. दैट वॉज द ओनली टाइम आई वुड से दैट इज़मा ट्रिप वॉज ब्रिंक ऑफ शटिंग डाउन. तो हमने यार लोगों को 130 crores आउट ऑफ अवर कैश रिजर्व रिफंड दे दिया.
वॉट?
पूरी इंडस्ट्री ने बोल रहा था कि भैया तुम तो गए, यूर ओवर. एज एन एंटरप्रेन्योर देयर इज नो श्योरिटी ऑन, तुम्हारा घर भी चला जाएगा.
सबकी प्रॉब्लम है कि यार मैं बिजनेस बनाऊं कैसे, मेरे पास तो फंडिंग ही नहीं है, मेरे पास तो इतने पैसे ही नहीं है. दूसरे सारे मार्केट में जो प्लेयर्स है ना, उनके पास इतना पैसा है कि मैं कुछ भी बिजनेस बनाने जाता हूं, वो लोग मुझे क्रश कर देते हैं. मैं क्या करूं? ये सारे क्वेश्चंस हमने आज के पॉडकास्ट में आंसर करें, क्योंकि आज का जो हमारा पॉडकास्ट गेस्ट है प्रशांत पित्ती, को फाउंडर ऑफ ईज माई ट्रिप, उन्होंने कंपनी बनाई बूटस्ट्रैप. किसी वीसी से कभी भी कोई पैसा नहीं लिया और बूटस्ट्रैप 14 साल तक कंपनी प्रॉफिटेबल चलाने के बाद सीधे आईपीओ कर लिया. एंड टुडे उस कंपनी का प्रॉफिट 100 करोड़ से भी ज़्यादा है. प्रॉफिट, नॉट रेवेन्यू. एंड वो इंडिया के सेकंड लार्जेस्ट प्लेयर हैं नॉन फंडेड इन द ट्रैवल कैटेगरी. जब उन्होंने बिजनेस स्टार्ट किया तब 6-7 बड़ी बड़ी कंपनीज थी, सबके पास बहुत फंड थे, बहुत पीआर था, बहुत मार्केटिंग थी, बहुत बड़ी बड़ी टीम्स थी. इनके पास क्या था? कुछ नहीं, बस तीन भाई थे. तीनों आपस में सोचा कि यार कुछ तो बड़ा करना है. सो दिस एपिसोड इज गोइंग टू बी सुपर प्रॉफिटेबल फॉर यू इफ यू वॉन्ट टू बिल्ड अ बिजनेस फ्रॉम योर हाउस एंड वॉन्ट टू टेक इट टू आईपीओ एंड 100 crore से भी ज्यादा अगर प्रॉफिट बनाना है तो जरूर देखना एंड तक, बिकॉज आई एम श्योर ये पॉडकास्ट में तुम्हें सबसे ज्यादा इंसाइट सुनने को मिलेंगे.
ये मतलब शुरू हो चुका है? नहीं हो चुका?
हाँ, सब शुरू हो
चुका, चुका है. वो किसी ने 1 2 3 नहीं बोला?
कुछ नहीं. Now you want 1 2 3
start.
Hello Prashant Pitti, welcome to figuring out.
No, I'm just kidding. हाँ, sorry, you were saying PR.
I'm saying PR training. कैसे पब्लिक जाने से पहले ऐसा होता है कि
नहीं यार ऐसा कोई
तुम्हें सारे लोग बैठ के
ज्ञान बांट रहे
सब बैठते, इन्वेस्टमेंट बैंकर्स बैठते हैं, उनकी टीम्स बैठती है, पब्लिक मीडिया टीम बैठती है, रेगुलेटर्स बैठते हैं या जो भी लॉ टीम बैठती है, वो बोलते हैं कि देखो ये चार चीजें तुम आज तक करते थे, अब नहीं कर सकते.
देर आर मल्टीपल थिंग्स विच यू लर्न वाइल यू नो यू आर फिगरिंग आउट, इन फैक्ट फिगरिंग आउट टू गो टू बी लिस्टेड, राइट? एंड पीआर इज वन ऑफ देम. यार ऑनेस्टली स्पीकिंग, आईपीओ से पहले तो हमारी ज्यादा पीआर हुई भी नहीं. यू नो फॉर द वर्ल्ड वी वर फॉरगॉटन एंड इग्नोर्ड फॉर ऑलमोस्ट 12 years. 14 साल की जर्नी है, पहले 12 साल तो किसी ने हमारे बारे में लिखा ही नहीं. यू नो वी नेवर हैड दिस आई ग्रैबिंग हेडलाइंस, राइट?
क्यों नहीं लिखा
यार? कभी 100 million रेज ही नहीं किया, कभी 200 million रेज ही नहीं किया. सिंस वी वर बूटस्ट्रैप्ड, नोबडी वांटेड टू थिंक सो मच अबाउट अस. धीरे धीरे प्रॉफिटेबल ग्रो हो रहे हैं बट द वर्ल्ड डिडंट केयर एनफ अबाउट इट. यू नो हेडलाइंस तो वहीं से आती है ना, दैट द कंपनी बड़ी होती जा रही है भैया. दैट्स द ओनली एक्सटर्नल वैलिडेशन द पीपल हैव.
बट कंपनी तो आपकी बड़ी हो ही रही होगी ना, 12 साल तो ऑब्वियसली ईयर ऑन ईयर ग्रोथ हो रही होगी.
एब्सोल्युटली.
तो यू नेवर रीच्ड आउट टू पीआर कि ऑर्गेनिक नहीं था?
समटाइम्स वंस अ व्हाइल वी डिड रीच आउट टू देम. भाई हमारे इतने सारे कॉम्पिटिटर्स की इतनी स्टोरीज आती है तो हम भी कभी कभार लिख देते थे भैया दिस इज हाउ वी आर ग्रोइंग. बट ऑनेस्टली स्पीकिंग आई डोंट थिंक सो द वर्ल्ड केयर इज मच टिल द टाइम देयर इज वन एक्सटर्नल वैलिडेशन मार्क, व्हिच इज व्हाट आई थिंक अ लॉट ऑफ बूटस्ट्रैप फाउंडर्स प्रॉब्ली वुड ऑल्सो फाइंड इट वेरी हार्ड, दैट दे डोंट हैव दैट एक्सटर्नल वैलिडेशन व्हिच पीपल रियली रिलाई अपॉन अ लॉट रादर देन योर ओन नंबर्स व्हिच यू आर सेइंग.
मतलब एक्सटर्नली कोई सेलिब्रेट नहीं करता तुम्हें बाहर कहीं भी?
हाँ, ये स्टार्टिंग का आप कह सकते हो कि 12 साल तक यही जर्नी थी. यू नो मोस्ट ऑफ द इवेंट्स वी वर नॉट इनवाइटेड एज वेल, इवन ट्रैवल रिलेटेड इवेंट्स वी वर नॉट इनवाइटेड एज मच. एंड इट्स नॉट दैट वी वर नॉट ग्रोइंग, वी वर ग्रोइंग क्रेजी फास्ट. वी वर ग्रोइंग ऑलमोस्ट 75% ईयर ऑन ईयर स्टार्टिंग 2015 से तो हम ईयर ऑन ईयर 75% ग्रो कर रहे हैं.
तो इफ यू वर ग्रोइंग दैट फास्ट, किसी वीसी ने अप्रोच नहीं किया कि पैसे ले लो?
एक्चुअली फॉर दैट वी माइट एक्चुअली स्टार्ट फ्रॉम द बिगनिंग. इन ईयर 2008 वी डिड अप्रोच 2 or 3 वीसीज. एट दैट टाइम सब बैंगलोर बेस्ड हुआ करते थे, सो आई डिड मेक अ ट्रिप टू बैंगलोर टू मीट दोज वीसीज. नाउ आई टर्न आउट दैट एवरीबडी हैड ऑलरेडी टेकन देयर बेट्स, यू नो देयर वर ओनली फ्यू वीसीज एट दैट टाइम एंड ऑल 7 ऑफ आवर कॉम्पिटिटर्स प्री एग्जिस्टर्स, हमसे पहले से एग्जिस्ट करते हैं.
तो सेवन कौन थे?
The usual ones, Make My Trip, Clear Trip, Yatra, Exico, Ibibo, they all pre-existed.
Okay.
And then couple of others who are no longer there anymore. So they all pre-existed and the VCs had already taken a bet. And we tried to tell them that we are trying to solve it in a different way. We are going B2B first and then we'll probably turn B2C company. But I guess, you know, that didn't really help to build the conviction ki yaar already tum B2C ke liye itni late ho. और तुम कह रहे हो तीन साल के बाद में तुम B2C करोगे that didn't make any sense for them and rightly so. I mean, I don't think so there was anything wrong in their understanding of us and probably whatever we have done so far, it's purely out of our hustle. And then we couldn't afford to lose. That was another reason. Okay. We put in our own 15 lakh rupees as capital in the company and we just couldn't afford to lose that 15 lakh. That's the reason we exist.
You're someone who did everything bootstrapped. And I'm sure that 2008 mein maybe mana kar diya hoga, but after a while, in couple of years, bahut logon ne approach kiya hoga ki yaar ab fund le lo. Probably at that time you didn't need it or you didn't want it. You were like,
so starting 2013, 14 onwards, we have had multiple VCs approaching us to invest in Easy My Trip, and that has started. You know, once they could see that there is a good traction coming in the business, and it's their job to track the companies, right? And it's not that we were also shut in our minds that we should not take any VC money. See, I think that, you know, VC money is a great money to solve teething problems as long as you do not make that as a part of your P&L. Okay. It should not become part of your P&L. It should, in your mind, stay as a liability. And if you treat that as a liability, then you would actually probably treat that money in a better format. It's a great money to solve, you know, teething problems. It's not really, we were not against it.
Okay.
Met bunch of VCs during those times, but for most of them, they wanted to see how we could grow even faster than what we were growing by utilizing capital more, which is basically doing more discounts or spending more money on marketing or quote unquote painting the town red. Now, we did not really see the need of
painting the town red, as in, like, what do you mean by this quote?
Basically, Easy My Trip chhap do har jagah. Airports pe chhap do. Ek VC ka advice tha, yaar, tumhara sara customer airport pe hai. Why don't you take hoardings outside the airport, within the airport, jo tumhara jahan pe shoe rack hota, uske upar Easy My Trip laga do. Ye
jo dikhta hai, wo bikta hai types,
right? So, but we did not really find the need of doing that. I'll actually give you one small tidbit around it. Easy My Trip grew primarily because we don't charge convenience fees, right? Huh. We are known in the market as zero convenience fees guys. Now open up Easy My Trip website right now, you know, or our app. And in the entire website or app, you will not find written that we don't charge convenience fees. Like, this is our biggest USP and we ourselves don't promote it.
Kyun?
I know. So yeah, basically this is what we have learned over the period of years, that apna dhol peetne se kuch nahi hota hai. मैं अगर टीवी पे जाके चिल्ला चिल्ला के बोलूंगा कि मैं कन्वीनियंस फीस चार्ज नहीं करता, जनता कहेगी कुछ और चार्ज करता होगा, तेरा तो काम है कमाना. बट इफ योर फ्रेंड टेल्स यू दैट आई डोंट, यार इज़ मतलब कन्वीनियंस फीस चार्ज नहीं करता, ही डजंट हैव एनी हिडन बायस और एजेंडा. सो ग्रो, इफ यू एक्चुअली वॉन्ट टू ग्रो बाय वर्ड ऑफ माउथ, यू मस्ट लीव सर्टन थिंग्स फॉर द अंडर द करेंट फॉर पीपल टू प्रमोट यू.
नाइस.
तो यार हमें वो पेंट द टाउन रेड करने का पॉइंट ही नहीं दिखता था. That there is no point. In fact, हमें लगता था उसे counterintuitive हो जाएगा. If you paint the town red, जो under the current word of mouth चल रहा है, that might actually stop.
So you focus more on building shareable value. कि कोई तो ऐसी value हो जो बंदा खुदा के करे वो share करे लोगों से.
या 15 second के अंदर. So by the way, there's a huge difference between zero convenience fees and some convenience fees.
Okay.
अगर Easy My Trip मेरे competitors 400 रुपए per passenger convenience fees charge करते हैं. अगर मैं 100 रुपए पर पैसेंजर कन्वीनियंस फीस चार्ज करूंगा ना, मैनी पीपल आस्क कि तुम 100 रुपए क्यों इशू कर देते, यू आर ऑलरेडी प्रॉफिटेबल, यू विल गेट मोर रिच, राइट, यू विल बिकम, यू विल मेक मोर मनी. एंड माय आंसर टू दैट इज, देयर इज अ ह्यूज डिफरेंस बिटवीन जीरो कन्वीनियंस फीस एंड सम कन्वीनियंस फीस. आप अपने दोस्त को कभी ये नहीं बोलोगे कि यार आई नो अ वेबसाइट जो कम कन्वीनियंस फीस चार्ज करता है, बिकॉज देन यू आर कमिंग आउट इज चीप. आप अपने दोस्त को ये जरूर बोल दोगे कि आई नो अ वेबसाइट विच डज नॉट चार्ज कन्वीनियंस फीस, देन यू आर नॉट कमिंग आउट चीप, देन यू आर कमिंग आउट इज स्मार्ट. There's a huge difference between both. Zero convenience fees, zero and 400 ke beech mein difference hai infinite ka. In terms, agar usse multiply kiya jaye to 100 aur 400 ke beech mein difference hai 4 times ka. So it is very easy to say that, arey, why are you using XYZ website? इट्स अ 15 सेकंड एलिवेटर पिच, एक्स वाई जेड वेबसाइट यूज करा, इस मैटर पे कन्वीनियंस फी चार्ज नहीं करता है. That's the easiest pitch, right, to the consumers.
So, फिर पैसे कैसे कमाते हो? Convenience fee तो one of the biggest.
I know you're right.
Ways to make money.
So the beauty of Easma Trip is not that we earn a lot. The beauty of the company, whatever we have built in the last 14 years, is that हमने अपने खर्चे ऐसे कर रखे हैं. We have created a very tightly knit ship, which allows us ki despite without charging convenience fees, we are still the only one which are profitable. Among the 7-8 OTAs, we are the only ones profitable. In fact, profitability ka itna difference hai that in the last 14 years of our existence, which is 56 quarters, we have never seen a quarter of a loss, while our competitors have never seen a quarter of a profit. Itna bada difference, itna stark difference.
Saaton mein.
For 56 quarters.
And for you're telling me like they've never seen profits.
Yeah,
mostly. Let's say like not
maybe one quarter. If I'm forgetting, but otherwise.
But at large, they're
at
not.
Large, yeah.
So, in 14 years,
yeah.
Make My Trip, Clear Trip, iBibo, Ixigo. I don't know. Or kitne naams hai? Kitne sare naam hai?
I can't say their names, but yes, that's what it is. That none of our competitors have made money, and while we have always been profitable since day one.
Yeah, so fir, why are you? Like, in terms of traffic, you're number two, right?
Correct.
Now you're not. वैसे by the way, kudos. Like, bootstrap, like it, number two बन गए, that's killer. But my question is, when you had the opportunity कि भाई मेरे पास, मैं इतना close knit बना दिया है, मेरे खर्चे कम है, मेरा profitability ज़्यादा है, ठीक है? Why not accelerate that and get to number one? Why not accelerate that? Like, do you think कि अगर funding ले लेते तो number one पे हो जाते? Because then you will get extra power to spend and actually become bigger player in the market by spending more on activity and acquiring customers. Ki, malo, because, you know, as you're, when you're a bootstrap founder, right? Ab bahut cheeze soch rahe ho, kyunki there is no one else who has given you money to figure out things. Right? That's just you.
Correct.
और आप उस टाइम पे बड़ा डर रहे हो कि यार अगर मैंने ये लगा दिया तो मेरा तो घर गया.
Correct.
मतलब कुछ
बिल्कुल
है ही नहीं, कुछ भी नहीं है, क्या करूंगा, right?
बिल्कुल.
But when you have external capital, you have some capital to experiment. Okay? और वो भी liability है, but that experiment money gives you some level of comfort कि यार मुझे इस पैसे से ना figure out करना है नई चीज, और आप raise भी उसी level, उसी चीज के लिए करते
हैं. I get this question a lot, which is that do you think that the innovation got to a secondary position just because you didn't have
you were
money.
Exactly, because you were always at cost cutting.
Correct. Yeah, bilkul ulta hai. Life is just the opposite. You know, when you're actually pushed to the corner, then only you innovate. It's actually throwing money at the problem never solves the problem. It's just the opposite. I can give you hundreds of small tidbits where without, because we didn't have money, we were able to do so. It's not that we are extremely smart. It's just that we were always pushed to the corner. We were always considered as an underdog. And nobody really cared as much. So, humne kaha theek hai yaar, let's try this, let's try that. Give me an example.
Yeah.
Haan, multiple yaar. So, for example, among all the OTAs, we are the only ones who run our own call center. Everybody else outsources it. Now, that is basically, it started because, of course, we wanted to be more efficient, right? You know, since we didn't have VC money, we wanted to control things better. We wanted to own things better. We wanted to do things better. We wanted to be more efficient. It started off that, but it has created tremendous amount of ripple effects. Since we run our own call center, we have created multiple SOPs, how our call center employee needs to handle situation. All right. Since we own it and we are very close to it, we ourselves sit in our call center. Now, in the OTA world, what has happened is, you know, I told you that people come to Easma Trip because we don't charge convenience fees. But people stay with Easma Trip because we have a very tremendous customer focus. They stay. Our repeat transaction rate for the last quarter was 93%. Which means in my last quarter, if there were 100 tickets booked, 93 were my previous customers. And hence, I'm not dependent on marketing aggressively. 93% of people who are the past users of mine, right? So people stick with Easma Trip because of my call center. Now, call center happened because we were pushed to the corner. We didn't have money. Now, let me give you one SOP, all right, which, I mean, we have created hundreds of them, but since you spoke about, you know, give an example. For all the tickets which are booked, 5 to 7% tickets are having user-generated issues. विच इज आपने दिल्ली बॉम्बे की जगह बॉम्बे दिल्ली बुक कर दी.
ओके
आपने मिस्टर की जगह मिस लगा दी. आपने 26 अक्टूबर की जगह 26 नवंबर की बुक कर दी. यू नो दिस हैपेंस राइट एंड देयर इज अ ह्यूज अमाउंट ऑफ एंजाइटी एट द टाइम ऑफ पेइंग बिकॉज यू वांट टू डबल चेक ट्रिपल चेक और बिकॉज इट्स नॉट लाइक एनी अदर इंडस्ट्री फूड डिलीवरी जिसमें ऑर्डर गलत ऑर्डर कर दिया तो कैंसिल कर दो. यहाँ पे इफ यू मेक अ मिस्टेक इट्स अ ह्यूज कॉस्ट टू पे बिकॉज एयरलाइंस विल डिडक्ट this money either me or any other of my competitor nobody can help in this situation right so we have created an SOP and our SOP is this instead of just saying sorry can't help it we say we are very sorry to hear what has happened but please trust us you're not alone 30% people make such mistakes that's the first line of statement second is that let us try our level best to get your money back let me write an email to the airline while copying you to see if money can come back And then we have our own custom-made CRM. In that CRM, there is a button which is ask for refund. The agent, our call center agent, he only needs to click on that button and the email automatically populates and it automatically goes while copying that particular customer. Now, in this way, we have helped customer in two ways. First, we have basically people can take, this is one insight we have. People can easily take monetary loss. But the loss of ego is the bigger loss. जो फ्लाई कर रहा है वो पैसे का लॉस झेल लेगा वो अपने ईगो का लॉस नहीं झेलेगा एंड बाई टेलिंग हिम दैट यू नो यू आर नॉट अलोन 30% पीपल मेक सच मिस्टेक्स यू आर एक्चुअली सेविंग इज ईगो वो घर में जाके अपना चेहरा दिखा सकता है कि मैं दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा एल नहीं हूँ that's how no, the first thing sells. And then second that we are helpful in nature. We have written the email to the airline.
You've copied the guy.
We have copied the guy. He knows that we have tried. And then that guy itself, he repeatedly emailed the airlines on the same email thread. और हमने देखा बहुत बार पैसे भी ले आते हैं यार ये लोग बार बार मेल कर करके अपनी you know medical certificate upload करके this and that they get the money back as well. So these are the small tidbits. For example, I'll give you another tidbit around it. So in our call center, see, I will talk a lot about call center.
Yeah.
And because you know. Nobody calls you during happy times. They only call you during distressful times, right? किसी की flight miss हो गई, कोई hotel में early check-in नहीं दे रहा. This is where people are, you know, usually calling you. That they're not really in the happy zone. And that is why I think EaseMyTrip grew primarily because most of our competitors did not want to own this experience. While we have been owning this experience for last 14 years. That which is that हम खुद अपना call center run करते हैं and we know how to handle these situations. Now, what we have done is, what we realized was that problem kya ho rahi thi ki, what the call center executive was hearing and what was coming till the manager level, uske beech mein, there was a lot of information which was getting lost. For example, koi ek aadmi hai, honeymoon pe ja raha hai, usne jo information diya ki main honeymoon pe ja raha hu, this was my first flight ever, aur meri taang toot gayi hai, ab main honeymoon pe nahi ja sakta hu. So I would need my refund, right? Now, airlines usually will not give refund even in such a situation unless you call them and you make a special request. ठीक है? Manager तक क्या information आती थी? Manager कहते sir को refund मांग रहा है. That's all.
हाँ.
Without the context.
Yeah.
कि पहली flight थी, honeymoon था, नहीं जा रहा है, बेचारे का पैर टूट गया. Honeymoon पे दोबारा तो जाएगा ही. So he needs that money back so that he can actually fly again next time, right? वो information नहीं जाती है. The information gets lost. So हमने क्या किया? We basically created a kitty. For our call center executive.
Okay.
Yeah, it is at your discretion, which is basically linked to our last quarter's profit. Hume last quarter ke profit se ek humne kitty, I cannot disclose the number, but there's a kitty, which is at the discretion of our call center executive. Us mahine ki, jab tak kitty khatam nahi ho jati, tab tak call center, without even calling the manager or speaking to the manager, at his discretion, his or her discretion, can take a call over the phone itself. Kya ye refund hum kar rahe hain, airline se paisa aayega to theek, nahi aayega to theek. This is the refund which we will give from our pocket because it is an exception situation. It is an exception and we honor that and we would like to refund your money. We will fight with the airlines later on to see if we can get that money or not. But that kitty takes care of exceptional cases.
Sweet. That's something very new. I've never heard of that ever before. Because you're technically in a let's say, agenting, contracting, commissioning business. And in that business, if you're taking a call of not being the source of money who's collecting it, but the person who's actually giving it back without confirming from the source whether you can do it or not, it's like a big thing because that मतलब रिफंड एक दिन में एक नहीं आता है.
अरे हमने तो काफ़ी बड़े बड़े इसके ऊपर कांड भी किए हुए. फॉर एग्जाम्पल दिस रिमाइंड्स मी ऑफ व्हाट हैपेंड ड्यूरिंग द कोविड टाइम. सो कोविड हैपेंड, ऑल ऑफ अ सडन हमारे पीएम सर आए, बोला कि भैया पूरी कंट्री बंद, तो पूरी कंट्री बंद. नाउ पीपल वर स्ट्रैंडेड, पीपल वॉन्टेड टू गो बैक टू देयर होम. कोई बॉम्बे में है, उसको वापस बिहार जाना है, कोई कहीं पे है, कोई कहीं पे, राइट. एंड दे नीडेड दैट मनी टू ट्रैवल बाय वट एवर मीन्स दे कैन. ठीक है, सो वी वर गेटिंग ट्रेमेंडस अमाउंट, एंड नॉट जस्ट अस, एवरीबडी वॉज गेटिंग ट्रेमेंडस अमाउंट ऑफ कॉल्स टू गेट द रिफंड. सबकी फ्लाइट एकदम से कैंसिल हो गई है, कॉल्स उठा नहीं सकते हैं क्योंकि कॉल सेंटर जा नहीं सकते हैं, बट कॉल वॉल्यूम स्पाइक अप हो गई है. इंस्टेड ऑफ गेटिंग, वी वर गेटिंग 2,000-3,000 कॉल्स अ डे एट दैट टाइम, आई थिंक वी स्टार्ट गेटिंग 10,000-12,000 कॉल्स अ डे, और कॉल्स उठा भी नहीं पा रहे हैं, बट पता है कि इशू ये चल रहा है बहुत बड़ा. नाउ वी डिसाइडेड एट इज मैटर, वी डिसाइडेड कि यार हमारे पास में वी हैड एक्यूमुलेशन ऑफ अबाउट 220-230 crores एज अ प्रॉफिट विच वी एक्यूमुलेटेड फॉर द लास्ट 12 odd years. मैं ईयर 2020 की बात बता रहा हूँ, तो 220-230 करोड़ रुपए का प्रॉफिट पड़ा हुआ था कंपनी के ना एज अ कैश रिजर्व. तो हमने यार लोगों को 130 करोड़ आउट ऑफ अवर कैश रिजर्व्स रिफंड दे दिया.
व्हाट?
हमने कुछ एयरलाइंस को दे दिया. आई रिमेम्बर लिटरली वी हैड ओनली लाइक 20-30 करोड़ इन आवर बैंक अकाउंट. देन हमने 130 करोड़ कस्टमर को दे दिया. कुछ हमने एयरलाइंस की हेल्प करी क्योंकि एयरलाइंस का भी बहुत बुरा हाल चला था. सो वी गेव अबाउट 70-80 crores टू द एयरलाइंस, 130 टू द कस्टमर्स.
वाओ.
Hoping that none of these airlines or the hotels would die, because if they do, then we will lose that money.
Yeah.
If they go bankrupt. But if they don't go bankrupt, if they come back, then we will get that money, right? Eventually, because refund to dena hi hai. But airlines and hotels don't have money right now to refund. But we have the money. So why don't we refund it out of our pocket at that moment? Idea ye tha ki yaar, agar COVID mein sabko marna hai, to is paise ka koi kaam nahi. Aur koi marega nahi, to wapis aa jayega paisa. So this is how we actually, it's a public information, we refunded the money to people. And straight up July 2020, when the travel opened up again after 3-4 months, we jumped from being the third largest to the second largest right then there. Clear information, it's a, again public information, we were the third largest prior to COVID, and as soon as lockdown was removed, we immediately jumped to become the second largest. What happened was that, you know, there was a huge uproar on social media where people were tagging our competitors and saying, mere dost ko to is mat apne paisa de diya, mera paisa kahan hai? And our competitors were not doing anything wrong because they didn't get the money from the airlines, right? We just did a little bit extra bit, and that paid us back in compounding way, crazy way.
Dude, that's crazy. I didn't know this. Damn. This should have been in my research. But no, that's amazing. That's a bold move. I think that shows a lot about entrepreneur and the kind of principles and values you come from and what you have in life. Because it's, this is not a very company-led decision. It's a very... humanity-led decision.
It was
right?
More emotional.
Emotional, right? Yeah. It's a very humanity-led कि भाई मेरी कल पे अगर ऐसा होता कि दूसरी जगह मेरी अगर अटक जाती पैसे, मेरा refund अटक जाते तो मैं क्या करता? I would have also expected the same thing.
It was more, you know, just being in the flow and, you know, taking a call, which I don't think so as a listed company now we can. अब तो हम नहीं कर सकते ऐसी चीजें जो हम before, this was before we being listed.
Yeah, I know. क्योंकि अब responsibilities, stakeholders are at the other end. Yeah,
we have lakhs of shareholders. Literally, without, by having zero investors since we grew bootstrapped, you know, now we have like lakhs of shareholders whom we are responsible to.
You know, quick cycle, philosophical question. You started... and there was a time, like you started out a garage, right? Mm-hmm. And then there was a time when you were about to shut. Malab khatam hone wala tha, zyada nahi chal raha tha. At that time, you still kept going. Right? What kept you going? Ya aisa, kya hota hai? Kyunki na, bahut sare log entrepreneurship mein start to kar dete hain. Bootstrap, VC, whatever. Like, 100 ways they started, bahut kyunki fancy lagta hai. Aur fir, thoda time fight maarte band kar dete hain. Like, it's not... what do you think, like, what keeps entrepreneurs going at the time when there you can't see tomorrow? You don't feel like what's the...
So I'll give a context ki hua gaya tha. So when we started EaseMyTrip, we were a B2B company. We were not a B2C company. Humne, you can say that we created a software for travel agents.
Okay.
उस टाइम SaaS वर्ड था भी नहीं, सो वी क्रिएटेड लेट्स से सॉफ्टवेयर फॉर ट्रैवल एजेंट्स. पहले 3 साल हमने यही काम किया है. सो बट इट वॉज वेरी वैल्यूएबल बिकॉज बिफोर इवन स्टार्टिंग इज मैटर वी वर अ ट्रैवल एजेंट आर सेल्स. वी रैन ड्यूक ट्रैवल एजेंसी.
या
ड्यूक ट्रैवल एजेंसी से इज मैटर बना है. सो वी न्यू एग्जैक्टली वट द पेन पॉइंट ऑफ अ ट्रैवल एजेंट वॉज बिकॉज वी आर सेल्स वॉज अ ट्रैवल एजेंट. तो हुआ ये था एज सून एज वी स्टार्टेड इज मैटर फॉर ट्रैवल एजेंट 3-4 महीने बाद में there was this travel agent who basically used fake credit cards and booked tickets worth 26 lakhs on our platform.
Okay.
26 lakh ki tickets book kar li.
Fake credit cards
se tickets book kar li usne. Matlab fake kehlo, stolen kehlo, I don't remember now. Stolen tha most likely. Yeah. Stolen credit cards se usne ticket book kar li and his passengers flew the same night. Usne ekdam last minute booking kari thi. His passengers flew the same night. Passenger chale gaye. Ab wo credit card ka charge back aa gaya. Ki bhaiya ye to sara ka sara stolen tha. और हमारे यहाँ बुरा हाल हो गया कि भाई अब तो कोई पैसा था नहीं, हमने कुछ थोड़े बहुत पैसे लगाए थे और थोड़े बहुत उधार लिए हुए थे और यहाँ पे अभी क्रेडिट भी था, एयरलाइंस को पैसे देने थे तो क्या करें. सो दैट टाइम इट वाज लाइक दैट वाज द ओनली टाइम आई वुड से दैट इजमैटर वाज ब्रिंक ऑफ शटिंग डाउन. 3 महीने वी वर 3 months इनटू इट. सो दैट टाइम वी वर वेरी क्लोज टू से कि भैया चलो नहीं होगा,
बंद हो जाएगा,
ये नहीं चल पाएगा. बट यू कैन से सैनिटी और इनसैनिटी वट एवर प्रिवेल्ड. And we're like, yeah, let's give it another try. Because I moved back from US. One of my brothers actually, you know, dropped out of college for Eastmatrip. One of the brothers, he was also doing some work and he also switched, right, for Eastmatrip. So we knew ki yaar, itni jaldi to nahi chhod sakte kyunki abhi 3 mahine to hue hain. Itna bada decision liya tha. So that time, you know, got some help from the family as well. You know, father also said that, theek hai, koi baat nahi, hota rehta hai. It's okay. Yeah, give it another try. So that support system is very important, of course, where there are people who are telling you, ki, what the hell did you do? Instead of saying, what the hell did you do? You just need to hear 2 people say, it's okay. And if just 2 people say, it's okay, you know, then you start thinking, it's okay. If 2 people say that, what the hell did you do? Then you think that, what the hell did I do? Right?
True.
So
true,
you true. Just need that 2 sane people or insane people to say, it's okay.
Those time pe, like, yeah, because when everything you feel... Everywhere you feel कि यार अब तुमसे हो नहीं पाएगा, you're not the right person, business सही नहीं है, मैं गलत जगह enter कर दिया, कुछ और try कर लेता हूँ. At that time if someone tells you that hey, it's okay यार, हो जाएगा, कुछ कर ले, so that gives you a lot of hope.
That gives you, I mean, in the moment, right? These are decisions which are in the moment. दो लोगों ने तुम्हें गलत बोल दिया, तुम्हारा मुंह उतर जाता है, right? फिर छोड़ो छोड़ो यार.
वो social media पे होता है ना, that 100 people are commenting that hey, you look amazing, this is nice, this is, but आपका ध्यान ज़्यादा सिर्फ एक पे
है
कि एक जगह बोलते हैं, तू बहुत बेकार बोलता है, बेकार दिखता
है, तू हकला रहा है,
तू हकला रहा है. Yeah man, I know, and वो एक ही point पे, like वो is there a theory, right, on a whiteboard what you see is a black dot,
correct,
right,
बिल्कुल,
that's just okay. तो another one I had कि when we start businesses, okay. जब स्टार्ट करते हैं ना तो एग्जिस्ट एवरीबडी वॉन्ट्स टू डू समथिंग यूनिक, एवरीबडी वॉन्ट्स टू डू समथिंग डिफरेंट, कि यार कुछ नया करते हैं, कुछ बड़ा बनाते हैं, तभी बड़ी कंपनी बनेगी, बड़ा ये होगा. यू डिडंट डू दैट, यू एंटर्ड अ वेरी कॉम्पिटिटिव मार्केट. आपने बोला कि यहाँ तो बहुत लोग हैं, मैं भी चले जाता हूँ, एंड इट्स, और सारे लोग गुड फंडेड, सबके पास बहुत पैसा था ऑलरेडी, रेस में बहुत आगे थे, तो फिर क्यों क्लटर्ड मार्केट में क्यों स्टार्ट किया?
Yeah, we didn't choose the market chose us. Hum to travel agent the. We started from the basics. See, everybody else was given check to start the company. Nobody was in this business before. They were given check ki jao ye company shuru kar lo, right, OTA se related. We did not choose this industry, the industry chose us. Hame to hum travel agent, in fact hame to story travel agency se bhi pehle ki hai. How we entered into this. So, two of my younger brothers, I was in the US at that time. Okay. With my younger brothers, Nishant and Rikant.
Where did you study from?
I studied from IIT Madras. Okay. So, I got a job in the US. So, seedha main US chala gaya tha after my college. So, Nishant and Rikant, during Air Deccan times, Air Deccan, you know, in year 2005-06, they used to offer 1 rupee air ticket.
Yeah.
1 rupee air ticket dete the. So, my brothers, they found a hack how to get that 1 rupee air ticket every time.
Okay. So, 1 rupee ticket kitne logo dete the air ticket?
Woh din mein 30-40 देते थे, सारी हमें मिल जाती थी. तो दे फाउंड द फाउंड एथिकल वे एल्गोरिथम, दे अंडरस्टूड द एल्गोरिथम ऑफ व्हाट इज हैपनिंग एंड व्हेन दैट 1 rupee टिकट इज गोइंग टू कम, एंड दे वर टेकिंग दैट 1 rupee टिकट आउट ऑफ फन, एंड दे डिड दैट फॉर ऑलमोस्ट अबाउट अ मंथ, एंड देन दी एयर डिकन गाइज दे गॉट रियली पिस्ड कि यार मीडिया में बोले जा रहे हैं कि 1 रुपए टिकट है और 1 रुपए टिकट लोगों के पास तो जा ही नहीं रही है, सारे के सारे इन बच्चों के पास जा रही है. सो दे आफ्टर अटेम्प्टिंग टू चेंज द एल्गोरिथम मल्टीपल टाइम्स एंड फेलिंग एट इट, दे कॉल्ड अस एंड सेड कि यार तुम हमारी नॉर्थ इंडिया की डिस्ट्रीब्यूटरशिप संभाल लो, ये काम बंद कर दो. दैट्स हाउ ड्यूक ट्रैवल एजेंसी स्टार्टेड. दैट्स हाउ ड्यूक ट्रैवल एजेंसी स्टार्टेड. एंड देन फॉर रनिंग ड्यूक ट्रैवल एजेंसी फॉर अबाउट ईयर एंड हाफ और टू, we realize that there are a lot of pain points travel agent goes through which can be solved using technology. Mm-hmm. And that's how EaseMyTrip started. So one thing led to the other. We were never too focused on the outside world. Ki baki log kya kar rahe hain.
Got it.
We just followed our footsteps which were very natural. Ye kiya, ab iske baad kya karna chahiye. Ye kiya, ab iske baad kya karna chahiye. We ran B2B company for 3 years. Later on realized, yeah, we could do so much better. So B2C ban jate hain. That's how we evolved from
धीरे धीरे
we evolved. We were never focused on the outside कि बाहर कितने लोग fund उठा चुके हैं, कितने competitors existing हैं. And ignorance is bliss in that sense, right? अगर हमें पता होता है ये सारी चीजें कि यार कोई $100 million लेके बैठा हुआ है, कोई $200 million लेके बैठा हुआ है, और हम अपना कितना कभी किसी साल 2 लाख लगा रहे हैं, कभी किसी साल 3 लाख रुपए लगा रहे हैं. So I don't think so we would have had that guts to start EaseMyTrip. It's just that we were ignored about all that.
That's an interesting take, you know. जो आप बोल रहे हो उसके हिसाब से you are telling कि बाहर की न्यूज़ मत देखो, दिमाग मत लगाओ, खुद के धंधे पे खुद फोकस करो और इनसाइड पे फोकस रहो.
If you know that your fundamentals are absolutely rock solid, ठीक है ना, हमें पता था कि यार हमें उस टाइम पे एयरलाइन से 6% आता है, मैं कैसे 5% में अपना गुजार कर सकता हूँ. If you are absolutely sure of that, और 1% मुझे बच जाएगा, 6% आता है, 5% मैं दे,
तुम्हारे नेट एक्सपेंसेस नेट रेवेन्यू से कम है तो ठीक है.
योर यूनिट इकोनॉमिक्स मस्ट बी वेरी वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग, एंड इफ यू हैव दैट एंड इट्स अ ग्रेट ह्यूज मार्केट, इन फैक्ट इट वर्कड इन आवर फेवर दैट एवरीबडी एल्स वॉज नॉट इन द यूनिट इकोनॉमिक्स. इट वर्कड इन आवर फेवर दैट एवरीबडी सी व्हाट हैपेंस इज द इनएफिशिएंसी ऑफ एन ऑर्गेनाइजेशन गेट्स ब्रीडेड इन टू इट. जब आप 20 साल से रन करो, कपल ऑफ माई कॉम्पिटिटर्स हैव बीन एग्जिस्टिंग फॉर 20 years नाउ, राइट नाउ फॉर 20 years इफ यू आर इनएफिशिएंट, दैट मींस इट्स गोइंग टू बी एक्सट्रीमली हार्ड फॉर यू टू चेंज इट नाउ. इट ब्रीड्स इनटू द सिस्टम, द एंटायर सिस्टम बिकम्स इनएफिशिएंट, एंड हेंस इट्स वेरी हार्ड फॉर देम टू पिवट. इट्स वेरी इजी फॉर अस टू से राइट कि यार क्या है, कुछ इंप्लॉयज हटा दो, ये कर दो. इट्स नॉट दैट ईजी. आई गिव यू एन एग्जाम्पल फॉर आवरसेल्व्स. हम अपनी पर्सनल लाइफ नहीं चेंज कर पाते, हम 7,000 लोगों का डिसीजन कैसे लेंगे. फॉर एग्जाम्पल लेट्स से आई एम अर्निंग 7 lakhs अ मंथ राइट नाउ, ठीक है ना, एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दैट आई हैव सर्टन लाइफस्टाइल, माय किड्स गो टू सर्टन स्कूल, आई ड्राइव अ सर्टन काइंड ऑफ कार, राइट. गॉड फॉरबिड कल को मेरी सैलरी 50,000 रुपये पर मंथ हो जाती है, क्या मैं अपने बच्चों को स्कूल से निकाल पाऊंगा? मैं लोन लूंगा, मैं अपनी लाइफस्टाइल नहीं बदल पाऊंगा, राइट. नाउ इफ यू कांट चेंज योर ओन इनएफिशिएंसीज, how can you change it for 7,000 people in your organization? How hard it is. It's so much easier said than done. The human part of us does not allow us to do that. It's very, very hard to actually cut people's job and change their lives in a bad way. You know, to look in their eye and say that, yes, I was screwing up all this while and now I am taking a hard call. Mm. It's extremely hard to do. It's so much, much more easier said than done.
Hey, so tell me, this gets me to a good point. Tell me the top 3 principles or top 3 values which organizations of today should keep in mind when they're building a startup, when they're building a company. They say, one is, you said, wo bahut hardcore hai, wo dikhta hai. I don't even need to ask you for that. Unit economics positive honi chahiye tum day one se. Unit economics positive, unit economics positive. That's what you believe in. So that's one. Baki do aur values.
That's not true for all the businesses. I might actually put a caution around it. See, what we are doing is we are running a commodity business. There is very little novelty in the buying experience of a hotel or a airline or a bus ticket. Because aap jis bhi airlines kahin se bhi book karoge, aapki airlines ka cushion nahi badlega. Wo wahi rahega. Chahe A se khareedo, chahe B se khareedo, chahe C se khareedo. Same goes for hotel stay. आप होटल को तो आपके होटल का मैट्रेस नहीं बदलेगा, चाहे मुझसे खरीदो या किसी और से खरीदो. सो इट्स अ कमोडिटी बिजनेस. And the basic of a commodity business is that you must keep your cost low and offer value to customers by giving him a great price and great service. And if you can do that consistently for a long period of time, then you don't have to spend money on marketing. Tab aapko marketing mein kharche karne ki zarurat nahi hai, log apne aap aayenge. That is the base principle which we are following, and this principle works very well in a commodity business. unit economics need not be right from day one in non-commodity business. And hence, I'm putting a caveat out over here.
Fair.
That it's not necessary for you to focus so much on unit economics if you're doing a novelty business. If you're doing a non-commodity driven business.
Category creation business.
Category creation business for that matter. However, having a very high level of efficiency, even if unit economics is not making sense right now, is a must according to me. Having a extremely high focus on efficiency so that it does not breed into your system. जैसे मैंने बताया कि भाई बाद में जाके डिसीजंस लेने बहुत मुश्किल हो जाते हैं. हेंस फॉलो दैट डिसिप्लिन फ्रॉम द डे वन इज व्हाट आई वुड श्योरली से नो मैटर व्हाट यू आर बिल्डिंग.
ओके सो दैट्स द फर्स्ट. दो और प्रिंसिपल्स बताओ जो एकदम टॉप लेवल चाहिए होते हैं.
एज एन एंटरप्रेन्योर आई वुड से दैट आई हैव ऑलवेज फॉलो दिस प्रिंसिपल फॉर माई सेल्फ विच इज इट्स ऑलवेज बेटर टू बी मोर क्यूरियस देन कॉशियस.
क्यूरियस देन कॉशियस. ओके
आई हैव ऑलवेज फॉलोड दिस प्रिंसिपल एंड आई हैड टू लर्न दिस बाय द वे. I have a different say. I have a hot take on this. I am from IIT, right? I believe what you see or the entrepreneurs you see from IIT and IIMs, they are actually an exception. Most of the IIT and IIM folks who are, for example, not entrepreneur in nature or even entrepreneur in nature are usually very risk averse people. Yaar, hum risk averse the. Jab bhi to itni padhai kari. Aisa to kuch nahi tha na. Do saal kitna जी जान लगा के पढ़ाई करी. दिन में 12-12 घंटे पढ़ाई करी. क्यों करी? बिकॉज वी वर रिस्क एवर्स इन नेचर. वी वॉन्टेड टू मिटिगेट द रिस्क एंड हेंस वी पुट सो मच एफर्ट इन इट. मुझे लगता है मोस्ट ऑफ द एंटरप्रेन्योर मोस्ट ऑफ द स्टूडेंट्स फ्रॉम मोस्ट ऑफ द पीपल हु गो टू आईआईटी एंड आईएम आर एक्चुअली वेरी रिस्क एवर्स पीपल. तो एटलीस्ट फॉर माई सेल्फ आई हैड टू लर्न टू बी मोर क्यूरियस देन कॉशियस. ये स्टार्टिंग के अंदर 2008-9-10 में मैंने अपने ऊपर बहुत फाइट मारी है to become this. Because otherwise I was always stuck in analysis paralysis. Main phasa reh jata tha. I've had couple of failed startups as well in between. And I knew that most of the things went wrong probably because of this. That I was very much stuck in not taking a decision till I was 99% comfortable. And by that time it was too late. I literally had to learn ki yaar, you have to start taking decisions even if you have 50% information. So that's one big learning I've had, that it's okay to make mistakes, but as long as you are moving faster. That's another big learning which I had.
Okay, so talking about mistakes, tell me the top three mistakes you made.
In life in general?
Yeah, you can tell me anything. I'm okay. I'm open to hear the life story.
Yeah,
and ease my trip story. You tell me anything. Like top three mistakes which you feel like the highlights, care, ye teen cheeze shayad nahi karni thi.
Yeah, honestly speaking, it's very difficult to categorize them as a mistake because there is no retake in the life.
No, I'm saying they can be learnings. Haan, but at that time, they were mistakes.
Yeah.
Is my trip mein kuch hoga?
Is my trip mein, of course, the fake credit card thing that happened, right? We should have had the proper HTML protocols to protect
check it.
We didn't. At that time, protocol. You have to have that protocol in place so that you don't take that money from people which are basically from stolen credit cards or fake credit cards. So we didn't have that and we were on the brink of shutting down at that time. The other thing which I would say is that maybe, and I'm not sure how it would have panned out, but maybe had we taken some money in the beginning, we could have made our lives less miserable. Thoda sa starting ke andar paisa le liya hota, we could have made our lives less miserable because see, otherwise for the entire 12-13 odd years, we literally had David versus Goliath battle.
Yeah.
Where the least amount of money one of my competitors had raised was $150 million. That's the least amount of money. It went up to $3 billion. All right. And we were competing against 15 lakh rupees, jo humne lagaye over the period of 5 years.
sabse chote player ke 120 crore the.
Haan, to you know, it that's 120 crore ne million. So
120 million dollars
at that time, right? Yeah. But then multiple others came which raised a little bit lesser than that, but at that time. So
that's like quarter to like 1,200 crore.
Correct. So you know, we could have raised a little bit of amount of money, not a lot, but a little bit of amount of money to make our lives a little bit easier. But then again, I'm not sure. Would we be this efficient as a company? I'm not sure about this. And that is why in the hindsight also, I can't say that had we changed paths, It's very difficult, right, for you to say, ki, had we changed paths, what would have come out of it? Because we don't know. There are no retakes in life. We don't know what could have come out of it.
Mm. So what do you, by the way, there's always a debate between growth versus profitability. What do you believe in now? I mean, in the beginning, you obviously
Well, now it's pretty much settled, right? Now the entire world is talking about profitability.
Now the conversation is settled.
Now the conversation is for See, it's a cyclical thing anyways. Abhi 2 saal tak profitability ki baat hogi, fir se wapis growth ki baat shuru ho jayegi. It's anyways cyclical. The world.
So it's a cycle, right? It's a cycle of raising versus deploying.
Correct.
So I was reading about it somewhere. Usually kya hota hai ki pura So, ek typical cycle hoti 4 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, 4 to 5 years ke baad, ek baar pura jo world hota hai, paise raise karta hai from the people who have money.
Correct.
Right? So, whether it's VCs, whether it's hedge funds, whether it's...
Absolutely.
PE, like jo bhi sab ek paisa raise karte hai, right?
The LPs put in money.
LPs, haan. So, log ab, jo inhonne bahut paise kama diya, legacy paisa hai, ya recent new paisa hai, wo log apna individual capacity mein paisa dete hai.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, wealth managers ko.
Correct.
Right? Aur wo us time pe... 10 बिलियन 5 बिलियन 2 बिलियन जो भी एक रेज होता है एक फंड के पास वो रेज होता है फिर वो फंड जाता है मार्केट में कि कौन से ऐसे स्टार्टअप्स हैं कौन से ऐसे लोग हैं जिनमें मैं पैसा लगा सकता हूं राइट तो वो 4 साल की साइकिल में जब नया नया रेज करते हैं तब वो बहुत कॉशियस होते हैं लगाने में
करेक्ट
वर्सेस जो फोर्थ ईयर होता है जब उनको या फिफ्थ ईयर होता है जब उनको खत्म ही करना
खत्म करना
कि भाई अगले साल तो नया रेस करना पड़ेगा क्योंकि पांच हमने गारंटी दी थी
पढ़ा हुआ तो खत्म करना जरूरी है
तो तब पैसा लास्ट के 2 इयर्स में एकदम से दबा के लगता है
करेक्ट
So that's what happened. So last year, I think a lot of people raised money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this year is difficult. Next year is going to be difficult. But next to next year,
correct.
Again, things will come back, right? This is how the world works. I'm very naive in this. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maine to sirf ek jagah article padha to
No, I mean, there are multiple other factors as well around this. You know, geopolitical situations, the world economy, and there are multiple things.
बस मोटा मोटी ऐसा होता है.
हाँ, but certainly yes, there is an angle of what you have just said, which is basically raising का जो cycle होता है, वो आप किस period पे हो, किस what duration are you at when you raised for let's say 5 years, what duration are you at? So you're absolutely right. But yeah, what does not change is business fundamentals. And I really, really believe that businesses are done only for 2 reasons.
Okay.
There's no third reason in my eye. One is to make your customer extremely happy with what you're doing, to serve him really, really well. And second, to do it profitably so that you can serve him for a long period of time. See, profitability will never be able to... VC money will never replace profitability. Can never replace it.
Hmm.
As simple as that. As I said, it's a good teething money to solve your teething problems. But you can't make profitability ka offset. Nahi bana sakte ho. And hence, if these are the only 2 reasons you must do business, then you gotta figure out how to do it profitably. If not in first 2-3 years, then 4th year, 5th year. But by the end of 5th year, the teething problem should have been solved. This is how what my yardstick is. Kya 5 saal ke baad bhi tum kitne bade bachche ho gaye yaar ab to 5 saal ho gaye teething problems khatam ho jani chahiye. This is how I see most of the businesses as. And hence, if profitability must come at the cost of growth, so be it.
So agar Okay. You feel business hota hai customer ko happy karne ke liye ya and second is usko long term tak happy karne ke liye.
So, bilkul.
Theek hai. Iske liye business nahi hota ki khud ki wealth banani hai. Paise karne khud ko. Bahut sare log hai wo to enter isliye karte hain ki bhai mere paas ek bahut sexy car hogi, mere paas mera ghar bada ho jayega, meri life ki sari problems solve ho jayengi, bahut paisa aane
the. I think there is much more likelihood of you to make money, decent amount of money. While being in a job than being an entrepreneur. You know, what entrepreneurs people usually see are an exception. There are 99.9 other entrepreneurs who have not made it till over there. So if you want to live a decent life and have a good car, having a stabler job is actually will give you that at least in a surety. In let's say 10 years down the line, 12 years down the line, as an entrepreneur, there's no surety on. Tumhara ghar bhi chala jayega. Ye bhi ho sakta hai. So,
touch wood. Okay. Life is good. I'm super grateful. God, thank you.
We all must thank. I mean, recently somebody said that what is the formula of being a unicorn? I also run a podcast called as Decoding Unicorns. Yeah. So somebody asked me that what is a formula of being a unicorn? The answer is there is no formula. Most of the unicorns or decent doing startups are actually an exception in their category. You have to be an exception to have a category. And now how can you beat the exceptions and make a mal out of it? You know, everybody's an exception and everybody's an outlier. And hence, there is no success formula out over here. And hence, I'm saying it's actually very difficult to...
Yeah, but I, you know, I kind of disagree a little bit because I feel every successful person or successful company has a pattern.
You probably would know better. Tell me. I'm happy to hear this.
No, it's just, I am a big fan of pattern recognition.
Okay.
मुझे बड़ा मजा आता है pattern recognize करने में और है ना achievers के patterns होते हैं.
Okay.
जैसे I'll tell you एक simple, बहुत simple चीज, right? 99, see, हर किसी में exceptions होते हैं, outliers होते हैं, right? But 99% of achievers का एक simple pattern होता है कि वो बहुत disciplined होते हैं. उनकी हर life में हर चीज उनको पता होती है कि मैं ये तो मुझे करना ही है 10 चीज रोज सुबह उठ के एग्जाम राइट. तो एक पैटर्न होता है.
I'll tell you a problem in this situation. Those are necessary conditions but not sufficient conditions. Those are prerequisite conditions. There are a lot of people who are extremely disciplined but have not made it to the cut.
Yeah.
You don't hear about them, right?
हाँ, नहीं, I'm just giving an example.
Correct.
कि जैसे एक पैटर्न है.
Correct.
तो ऐसे बहुत सारे you could see the patterns when you actually study most of the businesses and most of the successful founders or brands at large. Yeah, to ho sakta hai ki because wo log sab ban gaye hain aur itne bade ho gaye to ab it's very easy to connect the dots and draw parallels. At the time of building,
I
maybe
think we both are saying the same thing. While figuring it out,
you don't know the formula.
You don't know the formula. You can only see everything in the hindsight, in retrospect. Yeah. While figuring it out, there's no one set formula for every successful founder whom you would say is very disciplined. I can point you one undisciplined, successful founder around it.
And you can tell me an unsuccessful founder who's also disciplined.
Correct.
No, that is fair. But still, मतलब मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि बहुत सारे successful लोगों के ना successful patterns होते हैं. बहुत सारी चीजें match करती है in terms of their health, in terms of their mindset, in terms of their wealth, in terms of their relationship, in terms of their productivity. मतलब बहुत सारी चीजें होती हैं जो.
But I would also say this thing that actually it is not a, you know, at ease my trip. We are one of the very few bootstrapped unicorns, right? Yeah. Now, for that to happen, it is not necessary that the founders have to be exception. We were just in the right place at the right time, got tremendous amount of right help. Then only all this conspired, right? नहीं तो ऐसा तो नहीं हो सकता ना कि इतना बड़ा एक्सेप्शन जस्ट प्योरली आउट ऑफ योर somebody's इंटेलेक्ट.
दैट्स नॉट पॉसिबल.
इट्स जस्ट नॉट पॉसिबल कि एक इंटेलेक्ट से इतना बड़ा कुछ बन गया है. आई मीन एंड दैट इज व्हाई आई ऑल्सो से दैट मेनी टाइम्स आई से दिस टू माई सेल्फ एंड टू अदर फाउंडर्स एज वेल दैट यू शुड नॉट टेक योर सेल्फ टू सीरियसली. यू डोंट नो वट हैज मेड यू कम टिल ओवर हियर. यू नो यू जस्ट कैन नॉट टेक योर सेल्फ टू सीरियसली इन द एंटायर गैमिट ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड. यू नो वन स्मॉल हेल्प can have tremendous amount of butterfly effect. And I know for instances, at many places where we got divinely help from some people. And because of those divinely helps at the right time, at the right place, got us to where we are. And it cannot, I mean, it'd be very stupid for me to attribute most of that to my hard work or our hard work, our discipline. It's just that so many people help you on the course of the journey to make you who you are.
This is what I believe in, okay? This might sound funny to you. 99% of what you are is pure luck.
Yeah.
1% is what you manufacture your luck to be.
I tend to agree with that.
Right.
It's just like, being out there.
Exactly. Just being so out luck there. Is a skill.
Correct.
Right? But that luck is a skill is only 1%.
Correct.
99% is organically you're maybe in the right market at the right time with the right people. Just like air Deccan happened to give 1 rupee at the same time. Tabhi wo hack correct, bana, right?
Correct. Just so, being out there, you
just
construct.
Being out there,
just
exactly.
Being out there, you construct so your life.
That is 99%. But the other 1% is you manufacturing it.
Correct.
And that manufacturing is, oh, identifying a pattern, ki, okay, isko brick kaise kiya ja sakta hai, taki 30 ki 30 ticket mere paas hai. Okay. इसके बाद अगर डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन हमको ऑफर हुआ है तो हम क्यों नहीं कर लेते, हम लोग कर सकते हैं. फिर इसके बाद अरे बहुत प्रॉब्लम्स हो रही है तो यू नो हम लोग बी टू बी बना देते हैं. देन यू एक्चुअली गो आउट, मे बी हैंग आउट एट द राइट प्लेसेस, मीट द राइट पीपल, डू द राइट थिंग्स, बी देयर ऑलवेज, राइट? दैट इज 1% ऑफ मैन्युफैक्चरिंग.
करेक्ट, करेक्ट. एंड आई विल टेल यू वन मोर थिंग दो, सिंस यू आस्क्ड मी व्हाट रियली वर्क्ड फॉर इज माय ट्रिप, एक्चुअली लॉन्ग टर्म थिंकिंग इन योर बिजनेस. यू नो एज एन एंटरप्रेन्योर आवर जॉब इज टू एक्चुअली ऑप्टिमाइज फॉर अ डेकेड, not for few years. जब हमने B2B से B2C shift किया था ना राज, at that time we had about 11,000 travel agents who were using us. नाउ वी क्लियरली न्यू कि जैसे ही हमने बी टू सी में शिफ्ट किया आधे से ज्यादा हमें छोड़ देंगे इन ईयर 2011. वी न्यू बिकॉज वी स्पोक टू देम, वी वर ट्राइंग टू प्लान द आइडिया कि क्या हम बी टू सी बन जाए. ट्रैवल एजेंट्स वर एक्सट्रीमली अपोज टू दैट बिकॉज दे थॉट दैट वी विल कैनिबलाइज देयर बिजनेस, राइट? अगर हम खुद ही कस्टमर से डायरेक्टली बुक करने लग जाते हैं, बेचने लग जाते हैं तो. सो वी न्यू क्लियरली दैट वी विल लूज द एंटायर बिजनेस एज वी टर्न बी टू सी, राइट? बट येट our job was to optimize for a decade, not for few years. Hamara business to grow raha tha, but we knew your travel agent ka business zyada grow nahi sakta kyunki eventually people will start booking themselves.
Yeah,
people were already booking themselves, right? And that transition was happening. So as a founder, if you actually align your luck with your vision, which could be a larger, which could be a long term, then the chances of success, you know, increases dramatically.
Yeah, bahut difficult hota hai in the beginning to
think
long term.
It is.
But it's very easy to say. I remember, so now it's, for me, it's easier to think long term with my new business, new startup, which I'm building. And now I think of in the window of 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been doing business and stuff since last 10 years. So ab mera confidence ho gaya, aisa ban gaya. But I remember when I started, okay? Forget the last business. When I started the podcasting conversation, I was just optimizing kya agle mahine kya kar sakta hu agle
din. That's how it should be. The beginning should always be overly optimized. Main bhi ye jo decision bata raha hu ye 3 saal ke baad liya tha humne.
Ha,
for the first 3 years we were just doing B2B business, just trying to get one more travel agent, knocking on the doors of travel agent, telling them that how cool our software is.
Yeah,
that's what we did for the first 3 years.
And that's what every entrepreneur should do in the beginning, from day one. If you're like, the caveat here is, if you're not a seasoned entrepreneur, if you don't know how these things work, I think starting with the ye ganati bhai kal kaise hoga sort.
Just hustle for the next day. Absolutely.
Bas
hustle for the next day. That's all. But after a while, you should come to a place ki, am I going in the right direction or not? And at that time, if you need to take a reboot, so be it. You should have that guts to take that call at that moment.
Interesting. You know, tell me your thoughts on customer loyalty. Because aapka 85-93% retention hai publicly. Mm-hmm. It's out there, right?
Correct.
Wild retention. Wild. Matlab, consumer products mein nahi hota itna.
Correct.
So I was reading somewhere ki one of the highest loyalties are in the food business or in the problem solving business.
Mm-hmm.
Ki matlab, for example, ki agar mere paas koi acne ka face wash hai jo meri problem solve
karta hai,
to mera retention bahut
hai. Retention high hoga.
Like, matlab, main uske alawa koi touch nahi kar raha ki mere bhai acne isse solve hoga.
And once it is solved, you don't want to try others.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right, to ek to wo. Aur yahan to food business ki aur taste pasand aayegi. Mujhe isi ka poha acha lagta hai, isi ki chai achhi lagti hai.
Correct.
Right. Uske alawa usme bhi, matlab uske alawa kya lo, unme bhi 85-93% retention nahi hota.
Correct.
बहुत वाइल्ड रिटेंशन है.
करेक्ट.
तो व्हाट इज योर टेक ऑन कस्टमर लॉयल्टी? ऐसा क्या बनाए, ऐसा कैसे करें कि हर कोई कस्टमर लॉयल्टी बढ़ा सकता है?
पहले तो डोंट इंजीनियर फॉर इट. सिंपल एज दैट. वी डोंट हैव अ लॉयल्टी प्रोग्राम एट इज मैटर. अभी कुछ शुरू किया है हमने. Okay. 2-3 महीने पहले. बट 14 साल तक
स्टारबक्स है ना, जैसे लॉयल्टी प्रोग्राम वगैरह ऐसा कुछ नहीं करें.
14 साल तक नहीं किया. फॉर लास्ट 14 ईयर्स वी नेवर हैड एनी लॉयल्टी प्रोग्राम. इनफैक्ट वी वर टोल्ड सो बाय मेनी पीपल दैट व्हाई डोंट यू डू दिस, कि कस्टमर से कन्वीनियंस फीस चार्ज कर लो और उसको एज अ पॉइंट दे दो जिससे वो दोबारा आके यूज करे, राइट? नेवर डिड दैट. नेवर हैड, नेवर ऑप्टिमाइज्ड टू एक्चुअली मेक द लॉयल्टी. लेट मी पुट दिस वे, जस्ट फोकस ऑन गुड सर्विस, गुड प्राइस. गुड सर्विस बाय रनिंग अवर ओन कॉल सेंटर, गुड प्राइस बाय नॉट चार्जिंग कन्वीनियंस फीस. दैट्स इट. टॉकिंग अबाउट कस्टमर लॉयल्टी, आई डोंट थिंक सो दिस थिंग एज कॉल्ड एज कस्टमर लॉयल्टी.
ओके.
आई रियली डोंट थिंक सो. नोबडी इज लॉयल टू एनीबडी. फॉरगेट अबाउट द ब्रांड्स एनीवेज.
या. Ouch. Okay.
What I really think is that there is something called as habituality. I would rather use this word habituality over loyalty. There is a price of habituality and there is a price to be paid to break the habituality. Meri industry mein, which is in air travel, it is even more important. As I said, there is a huge cost of making a mistake, right? You know, if you make an error, then you can lose the entire amount.
Yeah.
There's a huge cost to. Hence, people want to stick to the UX, the UI they have understood before in our industry. Otherwise, you know, people would want to move around, right? But I hear this question a lot, ki Prashant, what if somebody comes and offers 100 rupees cheaper price?
Yeah.
Would people move? No. Answer is no. There is an amount which is required to break your habituality in my business, especially because the cost of mistakes are very high. And we know that amount. Ki kis amount pe customer apni habituality todta hai. If you see EaseMyTrip's advertisements, zyadatar advertisements hamari hoti hai targeting families, not corporate travelers. Families, when they travel more than two or three people. And convenience fees is a multiplier of passenger. तो कोई एक आदमी 300 रुपए के लिए अपना यूएक्स नहीं छोड़ता है लेकिन 900 रुपए के लिए, क्योंकि तीन लोग जा रहे और आ रहे तो 1800 रुपए के लिए
छोड़ दे,
वो यूएक्स छोड़ के एक नया यूएक्स ट्राई कर लेगा. बिकॉज इन दैट इंटायर ऑर्डर ही इज गोइंग टू सेव 1800 रुपीज. ही विल से कि मैं धीरे धीरे फिल कर लूंगा, मैं एक घंटा लगा लूंगा, मैं छोड़ दूंगा. एंड देन वट हैबिचुअलिटी वी हैव बिल्ट ओवर द पीरियड ऑफ टाइम फॉर द कस्टमर्स इज दैट अवर कस्टमर्स हैव रियलाइज्ड, द वंस हु कम बैक टू EaseMyTrip 93% हैव रियलाइज्ड that there is no point running after discount coupons and then paying convenience fees in the last lick. Aap pehle jaake 10 websites pe jaake coupon duniya of the world mein jaake pehle aap discount coupon dhundo aur fir utne ki convenience fees baad mein pay kar do. Now the ones who are flying usually value their time.
Yeah.
And hence they understood ki yaar yahi better tarika hai, just come to EaseMyTrip and book their flight tickets without paying convenience fees. So my customers, it's not that our customers do not know of my competitors. They know of our competitors. So once in a while, they might go out to eat Italian. They might go out to eat Chinese because the Chinese is offering crazy discount, right? Sometimes they'll go eat, you know, Greek food. But they know deep down their heart that EaseMyTrip is their comfort food.
Hmm.
And they'll come back.
Hmm.
Because we don't charge convenience fees and we offer very good services by running our own call centers.
Hmm.
So this is what I would say, habituality has a price. Loyalty ka toh nahi hai.
Yeah, that's a good point to look at because that's what we say in content.
Mm-hmm.
In the content business, no one's loyal.
Correct.
Like, log bolte na ki loyal following banao, loyal hi banao. Koi loyal nahi hai, koi loyal following nahi ban rahi. Right. I think tum acha kaam karte jao, to log tumhe dekhte jayenge, pasand karenge, tumse pyar karenge, tumhe comment karenge, tumhari life mein involved ho jayenge. Tum bekar kaam karoge, khatam ho jayega.
Correct.
Right. It's not ki tumko customer ek bar chance chalo de dega, ek fuck up ka. Right. But tumne do bar kara, teen bar kiya, char bar kiya, to बाय हो गया. मतलब अब तुमने अच्छा कंटेंट नहीं बनाते तो कोई ऐसा लॉयल नहीं है तुम्हारे लिए कि भाई.
बट आई थिंक कस्टमर्स आर वेरी फॉरगिविंग आल्सो. यू हैव क्रिएटेड ट्रेमेंडस अमाउंट ऑफ ग्रेट कंटेंट वी ऑल वॉच राइट. अगर आप 100 कंटेंट बना चुके हो तो आपका फक अप 10 तक भी अलाउड हो सकता है. एंड इफ यू हैव क्रिएटेड वन फ्लाई बाय नाइट गुड कंटेंट एंड देन योर फक अप इज जस्ट वन मोर राइट. सो इट्स अ प्रोपोर्शन ऑफ हाउ मच ऑफ गुड वर्क वर्सेस हाउ मच ऑफ बैड वर्क.
ओके.
इन माय माइंड.
Oh, you feel that?
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, our customers are also very forgiving. Yeah, at least at EaseMyTrip, you know, fuck ups happen in every business, right? In ours as well. And in fact, the moment when you actually have done a little bit disservice to your customers, and if you pay them back with full honesty and with full responsibility, they are the ones who become your biggest proponents. They are your biggest proponents. They would go around and tell 100 people, ki EaseMyTrip might fuck up, but they will come even strongly back to you. This becomes a very good conversation starter, right?
Yeah, that's kind of true also, because people are very forgiving. If they love you, they forgive you.
Absolutely, man. I totally agree. In fact, you know, there is this
but
thing.
Still I feel ki, sorry, I'm cutting you, but like still I feel ki, you know, like ek, do, teen, बस
हाँ,
उसके बाद नहीं छोड़ेंगे.
I mean, if you are perpetually bad, they're gonna leave you.
हाँ, मतलब ऐसा कि तुमने 5 साल बहुत बढ़िया कंटेंट बनाया और तुमने फिर 6 महीने तक बहुत बेकार बनाया तो छोड़ देंगे लोग. नहीं नहीं हो रहा.
Correct. They'll find somebody else.
हाँ.
We have so many other options. People, you know, we all know, right, that how much of content is available out there, how many of services, not just content, how many competitors are available.
Exactly.
Why should somebody suffer for a long period of time for you?
Exactly my point, because it's such a big responsibility ki agar koi apna ek ghanta nikal ke mujhe sun raha hai in this world jahan pe har cheez ek second mein milti hai, to ek ghanta koi nikal ke sun raha hai, right? To agar maine uska time waste kiya to actually uska sab right hai कि हाँ छोड़ दे मुझे.
Correct,
right?
Correct.
Because I should not waste that time.
Good that you have that clarity in mind that you have to give back value to the audience.
Oh, 100%.
To the ones who are listening.
I think everything I've gotten is because of my audience.
Absolutely.
For, I call this, मतलब, there is not a night where I'm not grateful about the following which we have built,
बिकॉज इट्स नॉट फॉलोइंग. मतलब एक मुझे ऑनलाइन फैमिली मिल गई, बहुत कम लोग होते हैं जो ऐसा बोल सकते हैं.
बिल्कुल,
मेरी एक्चुअली फैमिली है. इट्स नॉट, मतलब मेरे लोग मेरे को बहुत सपोर्ट करते हैं. मतलब आई डोंट नो वॉट राइट थिंग्स वी हैव डन. कोई पैटर्न नहीं था टू बिल्ड दिस, बट इट्स सच अ ग्रेट थिंग दैट हम कुछ भी डालें ना, हम एक्सपेरिमेंट भी करते हैं ना, तो लोग सपोर्ट करते हैं इसको.
And that is exactly what I was saying, that you have done so much of great amount of content that people are open to hear newer thoughts from yourself.
And I feel more than us, it's just like, I think, Bhagwan hamare saath hai, log hamare saath hai, hamari chal rahi hai type. So I want to be super responsible for this and take this ki bahut pyar diya logon ne, like for real, everybody has loved us too much, way beyond than what we can expect. So happy, very happy. Talking about loyalty, okay, there was a tweet recently which you did.
Oh.
About
the person who didn't join last minute.
Yes, the last minute dropout of a person, right?
Oh man.
Ki log bolte hain,
it became too big then, I assumed. Main to bas aise hi likh diya yaar, because I was hurt at that moment. And then
main context set kar deta hu ki koi banda tha jo aapko join karne wala tha.
At a CMO position.
At a CMO position. बड़ी मेजर पोजीशन पे आपने जॉब ऑफर कर दी, सब लॉक हो गया, सब क्लोज हो गया, एंड जस्ट जॉइनिंग के दो तीन दिन पहले
जॉइनिंग
जिस दिन उसको ज्वाइन करना था, ऑफिस आना था, उस दिन उसने छोड़ दिया, बोले मैं नहीं ज्वाइन कर सकता.
हां, ही सेड दैट बाय गॉड्स ग्रेस आई हैव गॉटन अ सीईओ रोल एंड आई वुडंट बी एबल टू ज्वाइन. सो दिस हैपेंड इन द मंथ ऑफ अक्टूबर लास्ट ईयर, एंड यू नो आई हैव बीन नर्चरिंग हिम फॉर 3-4 months to basically join our organization. In fact, usko to humne WhatsApp group ka part bhi bana liya tha. Multiple WhatsApp groups ka part bhi bana liya tha. And I'm sitting at 8 a.m. in office, hoping to see him, you know, and super shake excited. His hand, super excited. And then I get this message. And I put it on the tweet without, of course, revealing his identity. That, bhai, what is this, yaar? What's happening on this world? And it's just that I wanted to show the other side of the employers as well. That yaar, how bad it would be for somebody ki jisne joining day pe jisko bol diya tha ki you don't have a job. So you know, it happens a lot on our side as well. And you know, I asked my HR team, since this job was at CMO level and I was handling myself, so I felt a lot of pain and pinch, because you know, we were set back by 6 months.
Yeah.
Puri mehnat kare, fir se 3 mahine lagega kisi ko dhoondne mein, right?
True.
We were set back almost by 6 months for such a high senior position. And you know, but it turned out that this happens a lot.
Uh-huh.
And my ask was that somebody should solve this problem. That's all.
No, so I tell you, recently, so you know, right? I started House of X.
Yes, of course.
And in House of X, so I was in this building zone of a building team. मतलब मैंने लगा धंधा मैं let's say 6 महीने बाद स्टार्ट करूंगा बनाना. पहले मेरे को मेरी एवेंजर्स खड़ी करनी है.
बिल्कुल,
बिकॉज़ मेरे को इतने सही लोग चाहिए. एवेंजर्स असेंबल वाला वाइब है कि मेरे को सही लोग करना. मैं एक एक पोजीशन के लिए फ्रॉम अ एंटरप्रेन्योर इन रेसिडेंस, जो जिससे अब जनरली जर्नलिस्ट, जिसको आप एक बहुत ही छोटे इंटर्न टाइप पैकेज में लेके आते हो, वर्सेस एन एग्जीक्यूटिव रोल, मैं हर रोल के लिए 50-100 लोगों के, मतलब मैं रेज्यूमेस पढ़ रहा हूँ, इंटरव्यूज. मैंने एक एक रोल के लिए आई थिंक स्टार्टिंग के 8 टीम मेंबर्स के लिए मैंने एक एक रोल के लिए मिनिमम 50-50 लोगों से इंटरव्यू लिए. लाइक मतलब मैं पागल मोड जोन में चले गया था. एंड देन वन ऑफ द बेस्ट हायर्स, जिसको मतलब आई वाज लाइक सो एक्साइटेड, ये है दैट काइंड ऑफ फीलिंग. एवरीथिंग स्टार्टेड ओके, डन. 3 मंथ का उसका नोटिस पीरियड था. सेम थिंग हैपेंड, sorted. Brilliant life. And his day started. Started. उसके 3 दिन तक उसने काम भी किया है.
अच्छा, and then he left.
And then he said कि यार मुझे एक US based company है बहुत बड़ी, उससे मुझे XYZ का ऑफर आ गया. तो मेरे को लगता है मेरी अभी करंट स्टेट नहीं है कि मैं स्टार्टअप ज्वाइन कर सकता हूँ, बिकॉज मेरे को लगता है मेरी लाइफ ज्यादा स्टेबल और सिक्योर वहां होगी.
एंड I think people will also empathize with him.
I empathized with him.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But my point is, तुम 3 महीने पहले भी बोल सकते थे,
right? People should also see our side.
Yeah.
That how much of pain a company, and especially a startup, right?
Yeah.
Where you are putting in your sweat and blood on all each of these hires.
Yep.
And then to see all of that go to waste just because somebody has gotten a better offer at the last minute, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think there is a problem over here and I don't know how it will be solved. There is definitely a problem.
Yeah, I mean, people should stop looking for offers at least when they have committed something.
Correct.
एक साल का तुमने कमिट कर दिया है कि तुम मिनिमम वन ईयर का लॉक इन करके आ रहे हो या कुछ करो।
The problem is that there's no glass door for employees. There's a glass door for us.
Yeah.
If we fuck up, then it gets public, right? But
employee ranking system होना चाहिए। That's what he's saying.
कुछ तो होना चाहिए where people should know that there's always a price and there should be a price for every action you take. So वो अभी exist नहीं करता।
Hey, that's a very spot on thing. I think for everyone, it should be there.
They should be. They should always be.
But what's your take? Like, what's your take? Like, what? Whose side are you on? Like, I'm saying it's a very, very difficult question to answer because you are somebody who has to be with people and you are an employer. And
I've been an employee as well.
You've been an employee.
I've worked in a company for 4 years.
So what?
No, I think
what is your opinion?
There is no one side. It's just that everybody should know that there's a price to pay for every inaction or a wrong action you take. That's all. So, wo systems build hone chahiye. Employer side ke liye bane hue. There's a glass door. You can see our glass door. If we do something wrong, it gets published over there and lesser people join us. As simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
So, similar thing should exist for employee side as well. That if you did somebody the last minute, if you were interviewing. So, basically, at the time of interview, you must interview 10 different companies.
Yeah.
But then you finally commit to one company, right? Then I'm joining you. Delay that decision as much as you want. Say, I cannot make a decision right now. All that is perfectly fine. But saying that I will join you and then not joining is actually, there is some sin involved in that particular process.
Yeah.
There is some level of sin involved in that process.
True. That's what even I think. Words should have a price.
Correct.
Right? Because if you are committing to something, don't commit. It's fine. You can be honest. You can tell, okay, I'm exploring. I'm doing things.
Continue exploring. No problem in that.
Once you said yes, then you should stick by it.
And I think that was my original intent to actually even tweet to let people know that yahan pe bhi hurt hota hai. Yahan pe bhi hurt hota hai.
Bahut hurt hota hai, bhai. main almost rone wala tha. Main la company start nahi hui hai. Uske pehle ye jo sabse badhiya. Kyunki na, उसके बेस पे मैं 3 लोग और लेके आ गया था कि वो पूरे डिवीजन में हाँ ये बंदे की वैसे देख लो तुम और उसके उसके चाम में दूसरे लोग आ गए
राइट
एंड व्हेन ही लीव्स एंड आई एम लाइक इन माय हेड आई एम थिंकिंग यार ये तो नहीं छोड़ देगा वो तो छोड़ देगा
हाउ डू यू मेक अदर्स मोटिवेटेड टू कंटिन्यू
ओ माय गॉड भाई
मस्ट बी
टफ डिसीजन अभी तक वो पोजीशन फिल नहीं कर पाए क्योंकि अब मेरे हेड में ना फुल टाइम एक ये तो चल रहा है कि उससे बेटर मैं कैसे लेके आऊं ठीक है दैट इज वन सेकंड इज ये छोड़ तो नहीं देगा
करेक्ट एंड इट इज मोर डिसरप्टिव फॉर यंग स्टार्टअप लाइक योर्स राइट हमारे लिए तो यार फिर भी चलता है आई टोटली एम्पैथाइज विद व्हाट मस्ट हैव गॉन थ्रू इन द एंटायर प्रोसेस फॉर यू
जस्ट क्रेजी राइट लाइक इट जस्ट ठीक है कूल वन थिंग टेल मी अबाउट द इंडियन कस्टमर्स How are Indian customers different?
Indian customers really value you to value them. That's how I think. That everybody, they're not very price sensitive, but they are very value sensitive. They need to be valued by you, either in terms of giving them great service, picking up their call on the second ring. Somehow this matters a lot in our industry.
Kya ki pick up second ring.
Second, third ring pe pick up hota hai, dusre wale hum... The reason why EaseMyTrip actually grew 75% year on year from 2015 onwards is not because we were doing some great service. It's just that our competitors were not giving what customers wanted.
They were not picking up the phone.
As simple as that, yaar. I mean, as simple as that. You know, just picking up the call on the second or third or fourth ring helps your business tremendously. I really believe that customers... You know, whatever so-called loyalties they have is sold or bought in the call centers when they are at their distressful times. This is what happens. And hence, I believe that and it might be worldwide phenomena. I don't know. We have never served the worldwide customers. We have only started to do that now. We have opened up an office in UK, Dubai and other places. But my understanding of an Indian customers is that you need to value their time. You need to value their money. And if you do that well, they'll actually spread the word very well.
You know, you remind me of a thing Piyush Bansal told me once. Okay, so Piyush Bansal ne bola tha ki customers ko na agar unka parcel ya unka delivery late pahunche usme problem nahi hai.
उनको अगर बताया लेट गया हो तो प्रॉब्लम है।
हाँ बिल्कुल बिल्कुल,
कि जब भी अगर आपकी चीज तीन दिन में जो पहुंचने वाली है वो पांच दिन में पहुंचेगी, कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है।
करेक्ट करेक्ट।
बट उस पांच दिन के बीच में अगर पांच मिनट के लिए भी आपने कहीं पे भी ऐसा किया कि ना आपको नहीं पता क्या हो रहा है और कस्टमर्स को नहीं पता, देन प्रॉब्लम है।
देन प्रॉब्लम है। एब्सोल्युटली।
सो कस्टमर शुड नो एट एवरी पॉइंट। सो आई थिंक द टूरिंग फॉर्मूला जिस वर्क्स की हर मतलब टूरिंग के अंदर कस्टमर को पता है कि मेरा क्या हुआ, स्टेटस क्या है।
कस्टमर वांट्स टू नो दैट यू आर देयर फॉर देम। एज सिंपल एज दैट, यू आर देयर फॉर देम। एंड इवन इफ यू आर डिलीवरिंग अ बैड न्यूज, Still, you're there for them. If you're there for them, they're there for you.
Yeah, nice.
हमने during second wave एक छोटा सा experiment किया था and people called us crazy for that experiment. Literally,
first में भी crazy बोल रहा
है। First वाला भी crazy था, second वाला उसने ही level का crazy था. So you know we saw that you know everybody's suffering, right? Second wave was even more devastating than the first one, and we all lost some of the other of our loved ones, right? So at that time we decided ki yaar to bring people out again after the second wave was over, to bring people out and travel again, we launched a new feature in EaseMart Trip, which was basically, you know, cancel any time after your booking because of medical reasons and we will give you 100% money back. Whether we get money from the airlines or not, leave that. Just upload a doctor's prescription and you will get your full money back. एयरलाइन जो 3,000 रुपए पर पैसेंजर काटेगा, मैं अपनी जेब से दूंगा। एयरलाइन से मैं बाद में ले लूं, नहीं ले पाया नहीं ले पाया, मेरी प्रॉब्लम। बट यू अपलोड द डॉक्टर्स प्रिस्क्रिप्शन
एंड यू गेट इट
एंड यू गेट योर मनी बैक। एज सिंपल एज दैट। एंड दिस वॉज नॉट एन इंश्योरेंस विच यू आर सेलिंग, दिस वॉज एम्बेडेड इन द कंपनीज, दिस इज एम्बेडेड इन EaseMart Trip इवन टिल टूडे। इट्स फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट, जस्ट यूज EaseMart Trip, कैंसिल लेटर बाय अपलोडिंग डॉक्टर्स प्रिस्क्रिप्शन एंड गेट योर मनी बैक। It is still running. It's been more than a year now. It is one of the biggest features at EaseMart. Actually, it's been almost 2 years now. And after zero convenience fees, this is the second biggest reason which draws people to EaseMart. Now imagine us starting that in August 2021. August 2021. Everybody thought ki yaar India mein 100 rupaye mein medical report mil jati hai. और कस्टमर को बचेगा 3,000 रुपए पर पैसेंजर।
हाँ।
100 रुपए में मेडिकल रिपोर्ट मिल जाती है तो मैं लूट लिया जाएगा।
Yeah.
पूरी इंडस्ट्री ने बोल रहा था कि भैया तुम तो गए, यू आर ओवर। हमने कहा यार हम एक महीने तक रन करके देखते हैं, एक महीने तक जो खर्चा आएगा वो झेल लेंगे। इफ देर इज सो मेनी नेगेटिव, देर इज सो मेनी फॉल्स नेगेटिव, राइट, वे पीपल आर अपलोडिंग फेक रिपोर्ट, देन वील स्टॉप इट। दिस वॉज अ थॉट प्रोसेस। बट गेस व्हाट, लेस देन 0.5% people have uploaded incorrect reports according to us in the system. And you know, we are honoring what we have claimed since last 2 years, and we have found this to be a sustainable offering. Hame utni value wapas mil jati hai because people are spreading this word that EaseMart Trip does not, you know, EaseMart Trip will give you full refund in cases of medical emergencies. We have jo hame kharcha dena pada na logo ko, उससे ज्यादा कि हमें मार्केटिंग हो रही है। तो दिस इज बिकम अ सस्टेनेबल बिजनेस मॉडल। सो वी रियलाइज दैट इफ यू एक्चुअली पुट ट्रस्ट इन पीपल, दे विल ट्रस्ट यू बैक।
ओह या 100%।
वी ट्रस्टेड पीपल दैट दे विल डू द राइट थिंग।
एंड दैट्स अ स्मार्ट थिंग टू डू बाय द वे। दैट्स इज, यू नो, दैट्स अ ग्रेट लेसन अबाउट कस्टमर्स एंड पीपल, दैट यू शुड नॉट अज्यूम थिंग्स।
यू शुड नॉट अज्यूम द इविल आउट ऑफ पीपल।
हां,
you should not assume the evil out of people.
मतलब हर ये assume, मतलब बस because तुमने चार जगह सुना है या पहले कहीं पे हुआ है, इसके बेस पे assume नहीं कर सकते कि यार लोग खराब ही हैं, लोग तो fake ही करेंगे, लूटेंगे ही। And I feel actually अगर customers को या लोगों को आप trust forward करो ना, लोग responsible होते हैं, तो आपको they want to give you back.
If you trust people, they'll trust you back. As simple as that. एक कदम आप बढ़ो, एक कदम
वो बढ़ाते। आप पहले बनो, trust करो, because कोई बैठा नहीं है यार, मतलब कोई बहुत कम लोग होते हैं जो बैठे क्या चलो लूटते हैं, लाइक बहुत रेयरली होते हैं,
लाइक एब्सोल्युटली।
बाकी मेजॉरिटी ऑफ लोग बहुत अच्छे हैं यार, दे डोंट वांट टू डू बैड थिंग्स।
आई हैव ऑलवेज बीन एक्सट्रीमली ट्रस्टिंग टू द पीपल। मैं जब IIT मद्रास से दिल्ली ट्रैवल करता था, तब तो स्लीपर ट्रेन्स में ट्रैवल करते थे, पैसे थे नहीं उस टाइम, तो मैं तो अपना वॉलेट अपने बगल वाले को बोल के चला जाता था कि यार मैं स्टेशन पे घूम के आ रहा हूँ, मेरा वॉलेट का ध्यान रखना। लाइक लिटरली घर वाले बोलते थे कि कैसा आदमी है तू, अपना वॉलेट लोगों को बता के चलाया था कि ये मेरा वॉलेट पड़ा है और मैं थोड़ा स्टेशन पे टहल के आ रहा हूँ, प्लीज लुक आफ्टर माई सीट एंड लुक आफ्टर माई वॉलेट.
कभी
नहीं हुआ. आई हैव नेवर लॉस्ट माई वॉलेट. आपने लोगों को रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी दी है टू लुक आफ्टर देम, वो आपके साथ कैसा धोखा कर देगा? वो कैसे धोखा कर देगा? बल्कि ये तो मेरा सेफ गार्ड था कि मेरी सीट भी बचेगी, मेरा वॉलेट भी बचेगा. दोनों बचेगी.
वेरी रिस्की बट ओके. ओके, सो यू नो यू हैव डन बिजनेस इन दुबई एंड यू सेड कि दुबई में काफी एक्सपेंशन हो रहा है, अच्छा बढ़ रहा है, काफी सही चल रहा है, राइट? तो क्या डिफरेंट है दुबई के कस्टमर्स और इंडियन कस्टमर्स में? इज देयर समथिंग दैट यू हैव नोटिस्ड?
It's only about 9 months since we are running the Dubai business. First month we did business of about 84 lakhs, then 1.2 crore, then 5 crore, then 7, then 10, then 12. Last month we did business of over 20 crores.
Okay.
So it's growing rapidly just because we are not charging convenience fees over there as well. And all the incumbent players over there are charging crazy amount of convenience fees. Inconvenience fees, you can say that. So I have still to learn of how much of a difference between both the countries, consumers are. But the business fundamentals remains the same, that humne wahan pe bhi call center banaya. Agar aapko Arabic mein baat karni hai, we do not want to let go of the call center experience and outsource it. That is the fundamental which we have understood.
But logo mein kya difference hai? Do you think, have you seen any pattern? Jaise,
the thing is that the average ticket value is much, much higher. That's one thing. Of course, being the Middle East, high GDP country, the average ticket value is almost 5 to 6 times higher.
ऐसे ही लगता है Middle East में सब private concierge लेके घूम रहे होंगे, अपनी G63 में से उतरेंगे क्या, private jet ही चाहिए होगा उन्हें, इसमें trip क्यों चाहिए?
नहीं, वो private jet भी हम provide करते हैं. Okay. इसमें trip वो भी देते हैं.
You know, हर time मैं दुबई जाता हूँ, मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि यहाँ तो दुनिया का सारा पैसा यहीं पे है, यहाँ तो लोग घर भर में रहते नहीं, गाड़ियों में ही रहते हैं. क्या सीन है? It's just wild.
It is.
The flashiness there is crazy.
I would actually even say the consumerism ploy is crazy over there. वहाँ पे हर चीज बहुत ज़्यादा materialistic है.
बहुत.
I value India actually a lot more. You know, we are a very relationship driven country, and if anybody who's lived abroad would tell you the same thing. That, you know, of course, for everything in this world, there's a pro and a con. Leaving the jingoism aside, the nationalism, jingoism aside, India has a lot of merits to offer as a country. You know, nationalism ek aur side karte hain. Waisi bahut merits hai India ke andar. You know, I recently lost my chacha, you know. This happened about 4 or 5 months ago, and he died out of a sudden heart attack. And he was not that aged for us to be losing. It was a very, very shocking news to us, right? But in his entire death made me realize that how great the India is. You know, if people die outside India, US, we have seen, natural calamities and other things happen in the other countries. You know, two log nahi aate hai ghar mein. Aapka, you're mourning by yourself, and this is when the suicidal thoughts come in.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody to console you.
Oh yes.
My chacha passed away. The entire house was filled by 300, 400 people for next 13 days. And during that process, you're just busy catering to people, and hence you kind of your loss is subdued. It becomes easier to come out of it, right?
Yeah.
Because you have to cater to so many people who are at your home. We have so many rituals when somebody, when you lose someone, there are hundreds of rituals, and now I'm seeing the value of rituals. Earlier, I used to question those rituals. Now I'm seeing the value that these rituals actually help you overcome the loss.
Yeah.
Because you're part of that ritual. You have to do those rituals.
Yep. So, you know, actually, I've also seen one thing that whenever a death happens in any house, okay, India mein hota hai ki us aapke mohalle ki gali ke koi uncle honge, koi auntie hogi jo आपके घर में आके सब मैनेज कर देते हैं.
करेक्ट. खाना right? बना, अपना खाना बना के लाएगी
सब, मतलब अपने घर से. आपको पता भी नहीं चलता है,
करेगा.
आपने उनको कभी देखा भी नहीं होता है.
करेक्ट. करेक्ट.
पर क्योंकि आपके घर में डेथ हुई है, दे नो कि यू आर गोइंग थ्रू अ लॉस, तो वो ऑटोमेटिकली वहां 100, 200, 300 लोग सब मैनेज हो जाता है.
बिल्कुल हो जाता है,
अपने आप मैनेज हो जाता है, आपको पता भी नहीं चलता ये सब हुआ कैसे.
करेक्ट.
राइट. एंड दैट इज वेयर द कम्युनिटी लिविंग कम्स इन द पिक्चर. कि इंडिया बहुत रिलेशनशिप ड्रिवन, कम्युनिटी ड्रिवन कंट्री है.
There's a lot of empathy at human level. A lot of empathy at the human level, which works tremendously in our favor.
No, India इस चीज में तो बहुत अच्छा है. Is that true? कि हर चीज में हमारे पास हर चीज में हमारी मतलब हर प्रॉब्लम में हमारी सिचुएशन इजी हो जाती है क्योंकि हमारे आसपास रिलेशनशिप्स हैं बहुत सारी और लोग वैल्यू करते हैं, बहुत एम्पैथेटिक होते हैं, लोग ट्राई करते हैं कि यार आपकी हेल्प करें किसी तरह से, आप अकेले उसके थ्रू नहीं जाओ, कुछ ना कुछ तो करो, वेदर इट्स सेलिब्रेशन और मॉर्निंग, दोनों में से होता है लोग आते हैं.
टोटली अग्री,
100% राइट. दैट्स ओके. टॉकिंग अबाउट रिलेशनशिप्स, यू बिल्ट बिजनेस विद योर ब्रदर्स. 70% बिजनेसेस इन इंडिया फेल बिकॉज ऑफ नॉट बीइंग एबल टू मैनेज रिलेशनशिप्स, राइट. और भाइयों का तो बहुत ही डिफिकल्ट होता है.
So, the sibling rivalry.
Sibling rivalry. There are a lot of rivalry, right? Like, couples में rivalry होती है, siblings में rivalry होती है, बहुत father son, mother son, mother daughter, father daughter, बहुत सारे अलग अलग, सब में बहुत ज्यादा एक अलग टाइप की rivalry होती है, right? But siblings, because you're almost same generation, almost you, you kind of value the same things and don't value the same things.
Correct.
तो बहुत डिफिकल्ट होता है मैनेज करना. हाउ डिड यू मैनेज?
उसके प्रोज भी बहुत सारे हैं.
तो हाउ डिड यू मैनेज दैट?
सो फर्स्टली आई विल टेल यू अबाउट व्हाट वर्क्स इन फेवर व्हाइल वर्किंग विद द ब्रदर्स और योर फैमिली. द इनहेरेंट अमाउंट ऑफ ट्रस्ट इज एक्सेप्शनली हायर बिकॉज यू ग्रू अप टुगेदर. वी थ्री आर ऑलमोस्ट ऑफ द सेम एज. निशांत इज 1.5 years, 2 years यंगर टू मी एंड निकांत इज 2 years यंगर टू निशांत. सो since you grew up together, you had the similar amount of upbringing, you exactly know who is great at what in the depth of the knowledge.
Yeah.
Just say, for example, Nishan can build relationship like nobody else. Nishan se jo bhi milta hai, uska bhai ban jata hai. Nishan ka. This is his superpower.
The guy we met at the Ritesh wedding.
Like you no, that was Rikant. That was Rikant. Okay. That was younger. Nishan has this superpower that he can influence people and get anything he wants. वो कहेगा यार दो किडनी दे दो मुझे, लोग पता नहीं उसे किडनी दे देंगे. This is his superpower and I have no idea how he has gotten it. Rikant is amazing in technology and managing people. So Rikant looks after our operation. And I am decent in telling the story and doing a bit of marketing. तीनों की अपनी अलग अलग superpowers हैं. And which is why we have aligned ourselves. Any business can be broken into 3 parts. Supply, operations and demand. सप्लाई क्या खरीदा, ऑपरेशंस क्या किया, डिमांड क्या बेचा. एज सिंपल एज दैट. हर बिजनेस में कुछ खरीदा जाता है, कुछ किया जाता है और कुछ बेचा जाता है. हमने तीनों ने उसी हिसाब से अपने ऑनलाइन करके रखा है. निशान लुक्स आफ्टर सप्लाई, रिकान लुक्स आफ्टर ऑपरेशंस, आई लुक आफ्टर डिमांड. तो दिस इज वन बिग पॉजिटिव दैट यू नो ईच अदर सो वेल दैट यू कैन अलाइन योर विजन टू द कंपनी इन दैट लेवल. नाउ हाउ डू यू अवॉइड द कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स?
पावर की लड़ाई नहीं होती है.
नहीं, हमारे घर में नहीं होती है. उसका एक रीजन है कि हमने एक अंडरस्टैंडिंग बना रखी है विच इज दैट ट्रीट द कंपनी एज योर बेबी एंड वी आर टुगेदर पेरेंटिंग द कंपनी. ठीक है ना, एज अ बेबी. नाउ इफ यू एवर हैव अ चाइल्ड यू विल रियलाइज दिस. एंड इफ यू यू नो वेदर योर वाइफ सेज वन थिंग एंड यू से अनदर थिंग, इफ देयर इज अ लॉजिकल रीजन ऑफ हाउ दैट चाइल्ड नीड्स टू बी ब्रॉट अप, यू विल इंस्टेंटली अग्री टू इट एंड नॉट पुट योर ईगो कि मैंने तो ये कहा था, बिकॉज इट इज फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ द बेबी. आप इमीडिएटली अपनी वाइफ की बात पर अग्री कर जाओगे एज सुन एज यू हियर द राइट लॉजिक. एंड इफ यू ट्रीट अ कंपनी लाइक अ बेबी देन यू वुड इट्स सो इजी टू लीव योर ईगोज असाइड.
बट कभी भी ऐसा नहीं होता कि यार ओके फर्स्ट इज इट इक्वली ओन्ड बाय ऑल थ्री ऑफ यू?
Well, I joined later, so I own half of them. I was in the US for about 4 years.
Okay.
So they started the company. So, and
then कभी ऐसा नहीं होता कि यार मेरे पास कम है, मैं ज़्यादा काम करता हूँ. You know, this is I'm just asking you these questions because this is what I've seen in movies, in my friends' families and stuff like that, right?
One thing which really works for us is that we are still a joint family. We still operate out of one account. तो हमारे में वी आर स्टिल वेरी ट्रेडिशनल इन दैट सेंस. आई हैव टू किड्स, निशांत हैज टू किड्स, रिकांत हैज टू किड्स, एंड वी ऑल थिंक दैट वी आर पेरेंट ऑफ 6 kids रादर देन वी ऑल आर पेरेंट ऑफ 2 kids. एंड बिकॉज ऑफ विच यू नो देर इज अ वेरी गुड अमाउंट ऑफ हार्मनी इन द हाउस एंड देर इज नो तेरा मेरा. दिस इज ऑल्सो माई डिसीजन दैट आई वॉन्ट टू हैव लेस कंपेयर टू दैम बिकॉज आई जॉइन दम 2 years लेटर.
ओके,
दिस इज माई डिसीजन. द फैमिली इज एनफोर्सिंग कि वी ऑल बिकम इक्वल. दिस डिसीजन हैज कम आउट ऑफ मी from my side and I want to ensure that they get this respect because main to us mein job kar raha tha and I came and I got joined them. The other thing which I think many people will fall into problematic area, and we have solved it mathematically. There's a mathematical way by which we have solved one issue, which is that since we all have our own department, right? But as a human, you want to have a say in somebody's department.
Yeah.
You know, as a human, you always want to have a say. So Nishant would want to have a say in my department. Rikant would want to have a say in my department. I would want to have a say in their department, right?
Yeah.
This is human, very human nature, which is where you're talking about the faults, right?
Yeah.
Even though you have departments, but you have your own say. Mm-hmm. Now, you can solve that by having a method. Hamara to ye tarika hai ki every year, whatever profit we have generated, the next year, 10% of that amount is the threshold. Now, I can take, jaise last year hamara profit around 109 crore ka tha. To is saal 10-12 crore tak ka decision, main bade aram se le sakta hoon. Nishant Rikant need not want to think about it.
Sabko ek 10% window de diye.
Ab usse bada agar decision hoga, then it's a veto. Then it's a veto. So we would, veto means ki agar ek ne bhi mana kar diya, to nahi karna wo cheez.
Okay.
So what we have decided upon is that we would leave a lot of opportunities aside to keep this relationship same. We would say no to a lot of things which might be obviously good for the business. But the bigger important fact for us is that our relationship should remain sane. If agar ek bhai comfortable nahi hai, to nahi karenge yaar. Kaun si badi baat hai? 100 opportunities aati hai. This is how we have created a very good harmony since last 14 years.
No, that's amazing. But, you know, here's one more question on that. I'm just trying to dig deep on this to understand, because I really, really feel what you've done is commendable. Because families, bahut sari, at least in this generation, nahi bana paati saath mein business.
Correct.
Right? Aur bahut sari reasons hai. And every third person you talk to in India, unke ghar mein kuch na kuch hota hai ki, yaar, mere काका ने ऐसा कर दिया, मेरे ताऊजी ने वो कर दिया, मेरे चाचा ने वो कर दिया.
But we are not that generation.
No. So that's what I'm telling. Like, you just hear them, uh-huh. right? That's why I'm very intrigued to know.
Correct.
Okay, what's next? क्योंकि उसकी वजह से ना बहुत सारे लोग डरते भी साथ में काम कर. एक मैंने एक रील देखी थी किसी की, आई थिंक सतीश के उस पर थी, एंड दैट आई लाइक इट. ओके, इवन आई वॉज गिल्टी अबाउट इट, लाइक इट. एंड आई थिंक I love my brother and my father for me to do business with them. But after watching that reel, it's very difficult for me to consider anyone else apart from my brother and my father. Mm-hmm. Like my cousins or my, you know, anyone else, like far off cousin, but very difficult. Because usne us reel mein bolta hai wo ki tum parivar walon ke sath kaam karoge, kisi parivar walon ko hire karoge abhi apni company mein. I bola nahi, kabhi nahi. क्यों बोल, जिसको मैं फायर नहीं कर सकता उसको हायर ही नहीं करूंगा.
दैट मेक्स सेंस, दैट टोटली मेक्स सेंस. आई वुड अग्री विद दैट थॉट प्रोसेस,
दैट मेड,
बट वी आर नॉट फायरेबल, वी आर को-फाउंडर्स. नोबडी इज वर्किंग फॉर एनीबडी. दैट टोटली मेक्स सेंस,
राइट? दैट वाज, बट दैट वाज वेरी स्पॉट ऑन.
दैट वाज वेरी, दैट इज वेरी स्पॉट ऑन. एंड यू शुड नॉट हायर समवन
who you can't cannot fire.
Yeah. I totally agree on that, because you're losing away that power.
Yes.
But this is a separate situation. I hope you can understand. Yeah.
No, I understand the situation. I'm just telling you, aise na, you, when you read about certain things, then you understand ki, okay, thoda sa family dynamics. Kyunki what I've noticed in my age, okay, when we are, so in your 20s, you feel life's going to be golden.
Oh, you do?
Right. I do. I definitely feel like, hame lagta hai, hame best lagta hai ki, yaar, koi hamare sath kya hi galat karega. मैं, मेरे भाई भी सही रहेंगे, मेरी बहनें भी सही रहेगी, मेरे अंकल भी सही रहेंगे, मेरे यू नो आंटी भी सही रहेगी, लाइक एवरीथिंग. यू कांट, यू डोंट एंटिसिपेट दैट तुम्हारी फैमिली में कभी डिस्प्यूट होने वाले हैं. और तुम्हें लगता है यार सब लोग साथ में तो रहने वाले हैं, साथ में मिलके बनाते हैं सब चीज़ें, राइट? एंड थर्टीज़ में वो चेंज होता है, फोर्टीज़ में और चेंज हो जाता है, फिफ्टीज़ में तो लड़ाई हो जाती है बिकॉज ज़्यादा स्टेक होल्डर्स आ जाते हैं.
हाँ, मतलब सी बेसिकली व्हाटएवर वी हैव गॉन थ्रू सो फार, आई टेल यू दैट इज़ माय ट्रिप वुड हैव आल्सो नॉट एग्जिस्टेड if it were not three of us.
If it was not family.
It was not three of us. Because it's in a tough industry. Mein the. Saare ke saare loss making hai. And you know, you have to see the positives as well.
Yeah.
Right? Individually, we would not have this level of patience and power and, you know, perseverance to follow through for 12 years of having David versus Goliath battle.
True.
By ourselves.
But aise kabhi bhaiyo mein aisi ladai nahi hoti ki aapko maybe let's say a car chahiye. दूसरे भाई ने बोला यार इतनी महंगी कार तू क्या करेगा, या किसी को
नीड्स ही बहुत कम थी. अब तक तो आईपीओ से पहले तो वी वर एनीवेज जस्ट हैंड टू माउथ पीपल,
ओके,
उससे पहले, और अब ठीक ठाक हो गया तो अब कार की वरी नहीं होती है.
बट नो, ऐसे तीनों का कुछ भी नहीं होता. वेयर
वी हैव आवर शेयर,
बिकॉज़ दिस इज व्हाट यू हियर, राइट, कि किसी एक इंसान को ज्यादा स्पेंड करना था वर्सेस किसी दूसरे को किसी के, एंड देयर इज नथिंग रॉन्ग इन इट. समबडी बिलीव्स कि यार मैं लाइफ अच्छी जीऊंगा, मैंने कमाया, इतनी मेहनत करी तो मुझे स्पेंड करना है. वर्सेस समबडी हु बिलीव्स है कि क्यों करना है, पागल हो गया. Right? बहुत अलग अलग वे ऑफ थिंकिंग और लिविंग.
देयर आर डिफरेंट,
एंड इनफैक्ट स्पेंडिंग पैटर्न्स आर डिफरेंट. समबडी बिलीव्स इन स्पेंडिंग इन मटेरियलिस्टिक थिंग्स, समबडी बिलीव्स इन एक्सपीरियंस, स्पेंडिंग ऑन एक्सपीरियंसेस, समबडी बिलीव्स इन स्पेंडिंग ऑन कम्युनिटी.
करेक्ट, करेक्ट. तो नहीं, इट ओनली एड्स अप यार, इट ओनली एड्स अप एंड इट ओनली क्रिएट्स वैल्यू. क्योंकि घर में अगर एक लॉम्बर्गिनी आती है तो सबके पास आती है.
फेयर, दैट्स अ गुड वे ऑफ थिंकिंग. आई एम जस्ट ग्लैड दैट shared by all wala situation hai. And the best thing which you said was the highlight to me is like, we are not parents of two kids, we are parents of six kids.
Correct. That's obviously yaar, hamare ghar mein pata nahi chalega kaun sa kiska bachcha hai. I make everybody call me abbu.
Okay.
Father is a father, yeah, but abbu is also a father.
Yeah.
So instead of being called as tauji, you know, they call me abbu.
Oh, that's cute. Recently there was a horrible incident in Mumbai about the safety of tourism, like tourists. Do you remember that there was this girl from
Korea,
South Korea, yes, who was trying to get,
yes,
who was forced by
two people to sit on the car,
sit on the bike and be like, "Chal tu humare saath," and they were forcing her to.
Correct. I saw that. That was life. She was live actually.
She
was live that time.
She was like, that was horrible.
Correct.
Do you feel that like travel agencies like yours and everything, We should do something, like you guys should do something, or is it your responsibility to make India a safer place, or can you do something about it?
On the safety part, there is very little which we can do. I'll be very honest. You know, we are the mediators between the airlines and the hotels, right? The government surely is playing their role. I believe that you know, the government is doing their level best in creating new infrastructure and creating more education around this particular topic, which, and India as a country which has so many things to offer for you to see, I believe that India should become a hotbed for inbound tourism, which is only a matter of time.
Oh, for sure. For sure. We are, I think things are getting better. That's for sure. Aur hum log kafi attract bhi kar rahe hain, but not at large.
Correct.
In fact, there was, main bhi ek pad raha tha, fact ki, I think na, इंडिया की ब्रांडिंग थोड़ी सी गलत हुई है. ओके, एंड आई वाज लाइक, तो एंड आई वाज क्यूरियस कि ऐसा क्यों है, इंटरनेशनली कैसा है. तो इफ यू लुक एट द स्टैट्स, चोरियां और जो मगिंग और जो ठग लेते वाला सीन है, राइट, यूरोप में ज्यादा,
पर कैपिटा
यूरोप में बहुत ज्यादा होती है वर्सेस इंडिया.
करेक्ट.
यूरोप में किसी का भी पासपोर्ट बैग चोरी होना इज अ नॉर्मल थिंग एंड नो वन इज डूइंग एनीथिंग अबाउट
इट. You see the petty crimes or burglaries which are happening as a percentage of million population. India is actually quite safe. India is quite safe.
Comparatively to other countries, other tourist-based countries.
Correct.
It's just...
it's just the narrative is not so right.
Exactly.
Correct.
It's, and obviously, we have our flaws. We have to learn a lot of things. We are going to move on. But recently, my three friends, three content creators, they went out. One, so... फन शो करके क्रिएटर्स हैं, उनका बैग नहीं आया. ठीक है, श्रुति सिन्हा करके क्रिएटर है, उसका पासपोर्ट चोरी हो गया. आवेश दरबार करके क्रिएटर है, उसका पासपोर्ट चोरी हो गया. लाइक दीज एंड दीज आर फ्रेंड्स. ये फ्रेंड्स के साथ हो रहा है जिनका स्टोरीज मैं जानता हूँ, जिन्होंने जिनसे अभी मेरी बात हुई, उन्होंने बताया ये.
दैट्स अ लॉट एक्चुअली,
दैट्स ऑल योर इन यूरोप. एक का बार्सिलोना में, एक का फ्रांस में, और तीसरा आई डोंट नो किसके किधर हुआ. बट
ओके, सो पीपल वॉच आउट व्हेन यू गो टू यूरोप.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for doing this. I won't definitely do a second episode because we didn't touch
so much to
wealth,
oh, yeah,
and health and relationships and बहुत सारी चीजें हमने कवर ही नहीं करी. हमने स्टोरी पे ही बात कर रही है, हम लोग अटक गए. But thanks a lot. I want to go have a deeper conversation on SOPs and customer experience. So hopefully,
no, it'd be my pleasure.
Next time कब आ रहे हो तो हम लोग एक extended podcast करेंगे because you are short on time. So that's why. We couldn't do it.
No, yeah, thanks for having me over here. It was lovely. And I almost forgot that we were doing a podcast throughout this. You know, it was just such a lovely, free-flowing conversation.
No, thanks a lot for coming here. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Pleasure is all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
This is the co-founder of Ease My Trip, and it's an inspiration because he didn't raise any money. He was bootstrapped. खुद ही पैसा लगाया, खुद ही उसको कमाया, कमाते 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 12 13 साल 14 साल कंपनी चलाई और फिर आईपीओ लेके चले गए और आईपीओ सक्सेसफुल है, विच इज वेरी रेयर इन टुडेज वर्ल्ड एज ऑफ नाउ. सो इट्स ट्रूली एन इंस्पिरेशन. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग अस. यू गिव होप टू अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल दैट जस्ट यू नो गेटिंग मनी इज नॉट एवरीथिंग. And if you're not getting money, you can still build a business. If you don't have a unique idea, you can still build a business. Mm-hmm. If you are in a completely noisy world, you can still build a profitable business. And if you're just building out with your family, you can still build a business. So
you
thanks
summarized
a lot for doing
it perfectly. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Business banane ka na koi ek tarika nahi hota. Tum funding ke bina bhi business bana sakte ho aur funding ke saath bhi business bana sakte ho. Similarly, ग्रोथ का भी कोई एक तरीका नहीं होता. तुम बिजनेस बना के भी ग्रो हो सकते हो, तुम एम्प्लॉय बन के भी ग्रो हो सकते हो, तुम इंडिविजुअल एक क्रिएटर बन के भी ग्रो कर सकते हो अपने आप को. तो इसीलिए हम इस पॉडकास्ट पे अलग अलग टाइप के अलग अलग फील्ड से क्रिएटर्स, एंटरप्रेन्योर्स, गेस्ट, सारे वो लोग लेके आते हैं जो अपनी फील्ड में सक्सेसफुल हुए हैं और जिनसे तुम लोगों को ग्रो होने की एग्जैक्ट टिप, ट्रिक्स और स्ट्रैटेजीज पता चलती जाए. सो थैंक यू सो मच फॉर वॉचिंग दिस एपिसोड टिल द एंड. आई होप दैट यू विल लाइक, सब्सक्राइब, शेयर, कॉमेंट एंड शेयर दिस एपिसोड विद एटलीस्ट वन पर्सन जिसको ये ग्रो करने में हेल्प करेगा. क्योंकि इंडिया ना वर्ल्ड की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग कंट्री है, पर इंडिया ना इतनी तेजी से तभी ग्रो करता रहेगा जब हर एक इंडियन ग्रो करेगा. और हर इंडियन की ग्रोथ स्टार्ट होती है यहाँ से, राइट माइंडसेट से. सो ये पॉडकास्ट हर किसी के साथ शेयर करो जिसको तुम ग्रो होना देखना चाहते हो और इसके सारे लेसन्स तुम खुद भी अपनी लाइफ में अप्लाई करो. अंटिल द नेक्स्ट एपिसोड, कीप फिगरिंग आउट.